My grain, I see you already out there starting some mess up in my chat room, but it's okay. It's all right. We all good. That's why you're a regular, right? Right. So what's going on out there, y'all? How y'all doing today? How's your Thursday going? Hope your Thursday is going well. I know mine is going real well. Lord, have mercy. It's a great day to be alive, y'all. Are you ready? Hope y'all. Yes, 1248, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. That's what I'm talking about. All right. All right, y'all. I had to arrange some things. I don't know why, how everything got all discombobulated up in here. But it's good now. So, welcome. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And the topic for the day is, can you stand alone? Now, my grain done hit the chat room already. He done put his 2, 3, 5 cents in on the topic already. But you know what? We're talking about more than just religion now, my grain. We're talking about your principles, your values, your morals. Can you stand alone on those? Huh? Can you? Can you, my grain? Can you stand on those by yourself? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today, y'all. So I hope y'all ready. That's right. I hope y'all ready. Because I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready. Let me tell y'all something, man. Now, I want to say thank you to everybody that participated in yesterday's show. Of course, I say thank you to everybody that participated in every show every day. But yesterday's show, man, I'm telling you, once I got off the air yesterday, I was so hyped. I mean, that show was just a bomb. And I'm saying that when that show was the bomb yesterday, I was so hyped when I got finished, I didn't know what to do. Man, I'm telling you, I was ready to do another show. That's how hyped the show was. So I want to say thank y'all. Hey, I want to give a special shout out to a special guest in the chat room, Open Talk with Les Jackson. Hey, welcome, welcome. Hey, showing you some love, bro. Showing you some love. I love your show. And, you know, I do hop in every now and then. So, hey, thank you for joining. I hope you enjoy the show. All right, y'all. Y'all ready for this ride today? Huh? Y'all ready for this ride? Can you stand? Can you stand alone, huh? And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I did kind of pop in my head because all this media circus and everything going on with the Zimmerman trial and the stand-alone law, and I got to thinking for a hot minute. I really did. I got to thinking. And and thank you. I got to thinking, man, and I was like, look, check this out now. Everybody's talking about can you stand alone as far as the law and shooting and all that good stuff. But it really came, especially after yesterday, I was so hyped, my mind just was working. And the thing came to me and say, but can people stand alone on their own morals? Can they stand alone when nobody else is with them on anything that they believe in? Can they, and do they have the guts to stand alone on what they know is right? Can you? Can you be like Job and stand alone? Huh? Can you be like Abraham, even though after he tried God, Abraham tried God, but eventually he was standing alone by himself too. So, and I'm just using those as references. All right. But the question is, can you stand alone on what you believe in? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. See, y'all, can't y'all tell I done got a little hype all over again? Boy, I'm telling you, I am ready for the show today. I am. So I hope y'all ready also. Oh, my goodness. But it's an interesting thought process because a lot of us don't even give that type of thing a thought. You know, a lot of us, we one of those people that like to, some of us are the, like to ride on that fence. You know what I mean? You walk and you teeter one way or the other, but you never jump down on one side or the other. You like to run, talk and ride and ride. Well, God dang it, we're going to see just how far. I mean, I got some examples I'm going to throw out there today, and I want to see what my guests, you know, what they're going to say about it, because it's some really mind-provoking, thought-provoking examples that I have. You know, in fact, one of them was thrown on me when I was discussing the topic of the show with my so-called producer. And look, she threw some stuff at me. The only thing I had to say was, so I know if I, Mr. Talk, thought about, had to think a little bit, I want to see where y'all thought process goes. Now, like I always say, you know, this is an adult show. All right, and adult things are said, and adult conversations are held. Now, if you're a little bit sensitive, okay, I apologize. Heck no, I'm not going to apologize if we're telling the truth. I can't, you know what, and I used to do that at the beginning of every show, apologize, but I thought about it. I can't apologize for putting the truth out there. That's not what I'm going to do. Okay, if you're a little sensitive, we're not trying to harm or anything like that, but we're not trying to offend you, but it's an adult show, and we say what we're going to say, all right? All right. Now, if you want to join the conversation once we get going, that's no problem. 347-838-8622. We'd be more than happy to have you on the switchboard and as part of the conversation, because we encourage everyone to call in. We really do. I really enjoy listening to other individuals' thought process. I really do. Even in the chat room, you can go to the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62, login with whatever media site you're using, and you can join the chat room. We have some outstanding conversation there also. Migraine, Benny, Enjoying Life, Design. Oh, man, I mean, Goofy, Bone. I mean, we have some everybody in the chat room. We have conversations going there. So, hey, don't be shy, all right? On this show, you don't have to be shy. We tell you to come on with it because we want it. That's right. Now, with all that being said, when you do come on this show, do not personally attack anyone because we're not having that. This is not a show about disrespecting the other callers. We don't do that here. Now, if you want to do that, you may have to find another show to go to, because here we don't do the disrespectful thing. That's not what we do, okay? Here we like, sharing our knowledge. Yes, we may not agree with each other, and yes, you know, we may say some things the other day, but you can believe me, it's not going to be disrespectful, okay? All right, that's all I'm saying. Enjoying life, I see you out there. Smooches. Benny, what's up, man? All right, so That's where we at today, all right? So basically that was the house rules. Don't personally attack anyone. And when you call in, act as an adult. You know, use your net etiquette, as they say, or whatever. If you don't, I'll make sure you will, all right? And that's not a threat, y'all. That's just a promise. Oh, one other important thing. You know, some things get said on the show, and people, how can I put this simple? Some people look at things, certain things said to be attacking them or disrespectful. Well, the bottom line is this is my show, so I get to decide what's attacking or what's disrespectful, okay? Just because you may think so in your little world, it may not be on this show, okay? Now, the other thing is, if you come throwing haymakers, if you come in throwing haymakers, don't expect Mr. Talk to save you, okay? Because the gloves, just like you can throw them, somebody else can too. So be able to take what you give. Boy, that's simple, isn't it? That is so simple, but yet we have so many individuals that can't even go with that. All right. Y'all, I'm hyped for the show, and I'm trying to get what I'm going to get to because we need to get to it. All right. Once again, the hosts get to decide what constitutes an attack or insult. Oh, why, thank you, Benny. That's what I said. Yeah. All right. Once again, y'all want to join the conversation once we get going, 347-838-8622. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Topic for the day, can you stand alone? I am Mr. Talk. All right. As we always do, we have to start off with the quote of the day and the song of the day. Now, the quote of the day, and I know everyone should be able to relate to this. I know sometimes my quotes of the day be a little deep for some of y'all, but this one is really simple. And some of you got people out there that you know, and it's going to hit home. Watch this. Here's the quote of the day. When you are up, your friends know who you are. When you are down, you know who your friends are. Isn't that simple? And if you really sit back and think about it, you can pick them people out, right? Ooh, you know, it's a good one, though. The ones you have helped over and over and over. I mean, you know, you helping and you're not looking for anything in return because you're helping out the goodness of your heart. You know, you have it. It's available. So you help other people out. You know, and they stay to come to you over and over and over and over, right? But as soon as you need help, what's the first thing they tell you? Oh, I wish I could help you. Wow. You shouldn't get upset, but it makes you mad, though, because, you know, even though you do it out of the goodness of the heart, the thought still rolls through your mind. You know, all these times I've helped you, you mean I need a penny and you can give me a penny? All that you could tell me is, I wish I could help you. But next week they come ask you again for a penny, right? I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. Hey, y'all know me. I trip sometimes. But that's the truth, though. That is the truth. When you are up, your friends know who you are. When you are down, you know who your friends are. And that's a very true statement. It really is. It is. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to elaborate on that any further for the moment. But, hey, today, y'all, I got my boy the song of the day, and I'm going to tell you. Usually I tell you what it is afterwards, but I'm going to tell you what I called it today. Today I got my Thursday praise for the song of the day. Uh-oh, I got my Thursday praise. I'm telling y'all, after the show yesterday, man, I was hyped, right? Then I went to Bible study and got even hyper. I mean, I'm just like, whoa, I'm dancing around, and boy, I'm telling you, and it just carried on today. I was working out this morning in the gym, just throwing weights around, just praising. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I got it for the day. It's Thursday. Praise, y'all. I got this, man. Hey, can you tell I'm hyped? I'm hyped today. And I want y'all to get hyped with me. That's right. Get hyped with me. Get up. Let's do this thing. Get up. Yeah, get up. All right, anyway. 9336, kisses. All right, anyway. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Okay, anyway, without further ado, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and get this Thursday praise out the way. So, y'all ready for this? I am. Here we go. The song of the day.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Everybody wanna be like you. They want power and praise like you. I'm gonna be when this is over.
Y'all was just throwing it down like I was, because I was like, yeah, buddy. Hey, you had to get up and you had to throw the hands up, didn't you? You had to throw the, I don't care. My grain say, what did my grain want to say? My grain was, he was saying he was doing it too. So it's all good. It's all good. We good, man. We good. And my grain is not, my grain, you know what? It's Jesus when you're on earth, all right? It's Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus make us go, woo, my goodness. Man, he'll make you walk some things, some places you never thought you would. That's for sure. All right, don't get me started today, y'all. See, I'm trying to, man, who cares? God is as real as it gets. That's right, that was my Thursday praise, y'all. A couple of old Kirk Franklin songs, you know what I mean? There's no God like you, and smile. Whoo, boy, I tell you. I'm telling you, y'all, if you work out, try working out to those two songs right now, man. You would be so hyped. You've been and done things in the gym you never thought you would do. Because you get the, man, I'm telling you, you get the praising and going on. Hey, I'm telling you, when I go to the gym, I'll tell y'all, I put what is iHeartRadio on, and I got me a station called Kirk Franklin Station. Pull it all the way to the right, and, man, just start working out. Boy, you'd be surprised. Time go by. Okay, all right. Maybe I'm pushing a little bit by talking about working out to some of y'all. But y'all know what I mean. You just get to praising, and next thing you know, man, you do with your workout, but you're still trying to throw some weights up because you're just that height, you know, just praising. Okay, all right. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm calming down. I'm calming down. Okay, it's okay. And no, I haven't had any caffeine for those out there that may be wondering. Okay? I'm high on Jesus. All right. Anyway, that was my Thursday praise. All right, all right. All right, y'all. I'm sorry. But here's a story I want to get on out the way. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation today, just give me a call, 347-838-622. We accept anybody's comments. We don't care. And you're in the chat room, say what you want to say. It's all good. But, hey, I just have to have fun, man. I'm telling you, the Lord give it to me. And if I don't use it, he'll take it away. So I don't want him to take it away. So I got to use what he gave me. Oh, he told me this personally. So I got it. I got the message. All right. I know a couple of you out there laughing at me, but it's okay. It's okay. Same thing, make you laugh, make you cry. That was me say back in the day. All right. Anyway, check this out, y'all. Have y'all noticed, I know everybody's driving, right? Everybody out driving, and they see the cops sitting on the side of the road with something pointed at you, look like a radar gun, right? I know y'all seen that, because I know I've seen it, you know. And the ones that really can't drive, first thing they want to do is hit the brakes. But the rest of us, you know, we just ease off the gas a little bit and keep going. Well, come to find out, police around the United States are recording license plates of passing drivers and storing the information for years, and you don't know anything about it. Ain't that something? You know, and the American Civil Liberties Union is the one that actually brought that to the attention. How many of you actually knew that? You thought they were just out there just trying to see catch your speed, huh? Well, they were doing more than that. They were doing more than that. And apparently, the police surveillance have, 26,000 pages of material gathered through public records requests, almost 600 local and state police departments in 38 states and the District of Columbia. Wow. And everybody worried about old boy over there in Russia. You better worry about them local police out there pointing them guns at you. I mean, they're gathering the vehicle information. Okay, and with surveillance technology called license plate readers, and it's stored. And there's no time limit on how long they can store it. You know what I mean? You know your license is being, your privacy is being violated like that. It's crazy. And okay, now, this is what they say. The license plate readers alert police to an automobile associated with the investigation. All right, but in such instances account for a tiny fraction of license plate scans, and too many police departments are storing millions of records about innocent drivers. In fact, in Minnesota, they did it so good in Minnesota. They did it so often in Minnesota till they actually tracked the mayor of this one city in Minnesota. Okay, they tracked the mayor. And with these little guns now, and with this information, they put out a map and started marking the tendencies of where the mayor was going, to where once they got finished, they could tell him within a certain, you know, radius of his daily routine, you know, where he have, where he usually frequents and what have you. That's scary, man. That is very, very scary. You know, and these devices use high-speed cameras. You know, the software analyzes the photographs to retrieve the plate number. You know, what? Really? Okay, and they say, well, you know, it's used to help the police department protect the citizens and protect law enforcement. Really? That's what it's really being used for? Now, they say it also runs the data against hot lists of plate numbers and produces an instant alert when a match or hit registers. You know, because this list supposedly include the National Crime Information Center file. Well, you know, you're supposed to say you got a stolen car, vehicle used in commission of a crime, you know. And they also say, like I said, they say it helps. it argues the tools keep officers and the public safe. Well, damn, if we driving, I think we're pretty safe as it is, right? Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, they storing this stuff. I can see, you know, okay, it's happening. But, yeah, it's not. They're doing more than that. Easier to track criminals. It's not. How many criminals you think get caught by that when sitting out on a highway? Come on now, my green. Let's be real. You know. And the thing is called license plate recognition technology. You know, so it's LPR. So it's really strange. You know what, my green? You know what? You're trying me today, my Greg. You're trying me today. Anyway, yeah, that's right. That's how they do you. Well, how you think they ran your place, huh? They used that little gun shot it at you, and you thought that was it, and they pulled you over, huh? Yeah. They're using it for something else, though. They're not using it to actually catch speeders. They're using it to infringe on your privacy, you knucklehead. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You just want to be hard-headed today. Can you stand alone in what you believe in, my grain? I don't think you can. But we're going to help you get there today. And you was driving without a license. They should have put you in jail, see? But anyway, so next time y'all see one of them cops out there, when you see them cops out there with them little radar guns, just remember, they're doing more than just recording your speed, all right? That's all I'm saying. 6964. Ooh. Yum, yum. Anyway, you know what? This is what we're going to do. And because I'm feeling good, because Jesus is in me that day, we're going to continue on. Let me stop. Oh my goodness. I'm doing the thing today, man. I'm feeling good. You know what? This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go on and get into the topic of the day, because I just feel it's flowing out of me right now, and we got to have it done. This is what we need to really think of, though. Think about, you know, 2569. How you doing? 7537. All right. Y'all tripping today. Okay, anyway. I'm showing love to everybody. I am. But anyway, can you stand alone? That's the topic of the show today. And I really want to know, can you stand alone? And we're not talking about this law thing with the Trayvon Martin. I'm not even talking about that. Have y'all noticed the last couple of days I haven't even mentioned anything about it? And I'm going to tell you why. Because there's so much going on and coming out about that thing right now. If you try and talk about it every day, you'll drive your damn self crazy. You make yourself feel crazy anyway, you know? So you don't even talk about that kind of stuff. What you need to do is move on. I know that's going to call somebody to say something. All right. Anyway, so as we were saying, can you stand alone? And it's not in reference to the standard can you stand alone law or anything like that. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not. It's not at all. And this is why, you know, you have some people that they only believe in things when everybody else believe in it. You understand what I'm saying? They only want to do when the rest want to do. But in their down deep somewhere, they know it's wrong. They know, you know, it shouldn't be that way. But instead of standing up for what they believe in, they go ahead with the status quo. They go with everybody else. So here's my question. Why don't we stand alone? why don't we stand alone? Why do we feel like we have to always conform with someone else? Why? You know, is it that we're just scared, or is it just we just scared that not to stand to be out there by ourselves? Is that what that is? And that's the point I'm trying to get over today. I really am. We need to stand up for some things in our neighborhoods, in our communities, even at freaking work. I know some things going at work that's just not right. Well, some of you may be a part of it, but y'all know it's not right. So when are you going to stand up? When are you going to stand up for being doing the right thing? Oh, man, I'm telling you that. But I'm telling you that word righteousness is trying to come out today. I don't know why, but we're going to get to that in a minute. Now, anyway, look, here's the first example I'm going to throw out there to you. Have you ever, now, okay, you know what, I'm going to use another because nobody's going to go with that one. I'm going to go with this one. Your child comes to you, okay, and claims a family member molested them, okay? Will you be brave enough to look into it? Now, would you be brave enough to look into it, although other family members say, leave it alone? You know, Uncle Bob is kind of crazy. He didn't mean it. But as a parent, are you going to be brave enough to go ahead and look into this thing? Huh? Are you going to be able to stand up against the family by yourself? Are you going to be able to stand alone and say, this not right. I need to handle this. But even more importantly, are you going to be able to follow through with it? You know, are you? Are you going to be able to stand alone? Are you going to be able to take all that pressure and stand alone? Because you know your child didn't tell you no lie. And you know this. So, are you going to be able to stand alone? And I used this, you know, somebody threw this at me earlier today, but I just had to put that out because it made a lot of sense. Because family can put a whole lot of pressure on you. You know what I mean? A whole lot of pressure. So how strong are your morals? How strong are your beliefs in what's right? You know, how strong is that? How strong are they? Are you going to let oh, man, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to go to it anyway. Are you going to let Mima tell you, he been that way for years. He okay. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. You know, and in our communities, we have a lot of secrets that goes on within our black community, especially our black families. Huh? You know what I mean? We do. And sometimes that's one of the dang on secrets. But yet, do we and are we? Are we strong enough to stand alone and say, this is not right? No. I don't care if you are a family member. This is not right. Why? Now, why are we continuing to let this go? Because usually what happens in cases like that now, I'm going to tell you, if you decide to stand alone and put a stop to it, somebody else going to come out and let you know what's been going on with them too. But they weren't strong enough to stand alone. So it takes that one person, just that one person. You'd be surprised that's in the same boat you are, but it takes that one person to get up there and stand alone and say, this has to stop. But how many of you are going to do that? Benny said, you can go to jail for beating someone up so badly that they can end up in, huh? Okay, they're talking about something else now. Okay, but can you stand alone? Now, see, I'm trying to keep it on an even keel here. So anybody want to join in and give me some feedback or add something to it, 347-838-8622. Call me. I listen to everybody. But, okay. Do we have to really go this way? All right. I shall obey. Look, it's simple, all right? And I was trying to fight it, but for some reason it's not letting me fight it. It is not going to let me get away from it. So I'm gonna bring it to you. Because it's being brought to me, and I need to throw it on out there. Hold on. Let me bring Mr. Vernon in first. Mr. Vernon, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, E? Mr. Talk?
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, man, everything is all good on my end. No complaints, man. Out here getting it in, man. Got to make the ends meet. you got a good topic today, man. I'm surprised ain't nobody on here, man. Sitting here listening, I can stand alone because, I mean, you know, I learned to stand to make my own decision when I was young. You know, I don't know if it was just something that was instilled in me or what. You know,
right.
If I felt like it was okay, I'm gonna do it. You know, but most people need some help. You know,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to feel like a weirdo. I feel like they standing there by the, you know, with looking stupid, you know, worried about how people are going to look at them or view them, but I'm kind of person, I'm being honest with you, Eric, and you know, if my cousin was on here, he could probably tell you this. I'm gonna do him like he do me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he was on here, he could probably tell you, you know, I pretty much stand to my own decisions, man, and things that I feel is right, that's where I feel, you know. That's where sometimes me and him bump heads because he got his view, and I have views, you know, and we're not scared to express them just because we worried about what the other might feel about it. We just stick to what we feel, you know.
True.
That's the problem with a lot of people with standing alone, man. It's worried about how people are going to view them and, you know, feel about them, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, you're right. That's the main problem. Well, hold on. Let me bring this other call in, Vern. Let me bring him in. 214, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
It's a Renee sighting.
Yeah.
It's a Renee sighting.
Renee, oh, that's Renee?
Yeah, hey. Renee been missing in action.
That don't sound like Renee. I guess it is there.
It's Renee.
Yeah, it's Renee.
I don't know who it is. It's me.
Okay, hey, Renee.
I'm glad we have taken care of that.
Work's been keeping me busy, y'all. You know, you gotta work.
Hey, that's true. That is so true.
Of course. You know, I'm listening, and, you know, it is hard for people to stand up to other people, especially family members. And it's hard when you have a time in your life where you have to go against the masses. And if you believe that there's something going on with your child, that there's something going on with a family member, with your child, as a mom, I'm going to stand for my kids no matter what. It's just going to be me against you. But everybody's not as strong as me. Everybody's not as strong-willed or strong-minded. And they kind of will brush it off and say, oh, you were just imagining it. You know, sometimes kids make up stories, but that's a story that a kid won't make up. And
Thank
we
you.
As parents have to stand strong, and we have to listen to what our children are saying and understand what they're saying and support them when there's something that's not right in the family. So me personally, yes, I would stand strong. And yes, me personally, I could stand alone. But, you know, everybody wasn't raised strong. You have a lot of weak families. And if you're weak, you're not going to stand up.
You know what, and you're right, Renee, and like I mentioned before, you know, and that's a big problem with the black families anyway, you know, because we, you know, some folk in the family die and go to the grave with a secret, You know, something that's been going on for eons, instead of trying to break the cycle, you know, they just let it continue on and die, you know, go to the grave with it, you know, with them only knowing what's really going on. And everybody left in the family trying to figure out what's happening until that one person decided to step out there on their own and put a halt to it. You know,
right.
And we're really bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
It's bad, but it's true.
Not worrying about whether or not somebody going to put that black label on you.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
The rest of, you know, you're not going to be invited to the cookouts, the family reunion cookouts or nothing, because you done accused Uncle Bob of doing something to my child. Well, then, you know what? I have my own damn cookout.
Oh, the hell we are.
You know, see, there you go. There you go.
That's my take on that, man.
But you know what, as I was saying before, you know, just keep beating me upside the head. So, you know, I can't keep fighting it, and I'm going to go ahead and just go on and put it out there, because I guess this is the message that need to be asked. All right, y'all, here we go. Tighten up your seatbelt. Put on your chin strap. What about your religion? What about your spiritual relationship with God? Are you willing to stand alone on that out there, y'all? See, I'm sorry. It kept slapping me upside the head, man. I was trying to go around.
I felt it coming.
Look, I was trying to go around it, but it kept hitting me. So we just got to go there. All right? How many of us have the strength of Job out there, huh? How many of us got that kind of strength? To where, you know, you just gone. No matter what happens, you just out there, regardless of what anybody else say to you. You know, thus says the Lord, and that's what you're going to do. How many of y'all got that kind of strength out there? Yeah, see, I'm going to get started now.
Well,
I see it. I'm going to get started. Go ahead. Go, man. Go. You and Renee got it. Go ahead. I'm going to go a little further in a minute, but go ahead. Now, don't get quiet on me, y'all, when I start talking about
religion. You're not going to speak up. I'm trying to give him the opportunity before I bless him, so I'm just saying,
go ahead. I was waiting on Eric to finish. I didn't know if he was going to say anything else.
I said go ahead.
Okay. Well, at the point I am now with my spirituality and my beliefs, I'm not exactly living according to the way that I believe anyway. So I can't say right now that I would stand like Job because of the fact that I'm not there right now. So, you know, but if I was there, I'm pretty sure that I would. But as of right now, I can say that easily. But as of right now, where I am now, I don't know what the hell I do, Eric. Yeah, I don't know what I do, man. When it comes to spirituality, but I know I wouldn't do what his wife told him to do.
Okay, let me put it this way. Let me put it this way. If push came to shove, and right now you had to give your life for your religious beliefs, would you be able to do it, or would you jump in with the rest of the crowd? And be influenced by what they're saying.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Eric. I ain't to that point yet, brother. I'm gonna be real.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. See,
yeah.
At least you honest.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing, Vernon. A lot of people out there are not honest enough to admit that.
Yeah.
You know, or work to that point. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and maybe that's why, you know, I was given this title for this show. But that is a very honest answer, and I respect you even more for that, brother. I really do. But before I get to talking anymore, go ahead, Renee. Go for it.
I'm gonna say one word.
Okay.
It's done.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
Done.
It's done.
It's done. I don't have a problem standing for my religion. I don't have a problem standing for my God. I don't have a problem standing up to anybody who wants to question me on that. I have no problem. I come with the scripture. I come correct. And I will come with all that God will give me. And on the other hand, to Vern directly, you know, God saved us by grace and grace alone. So whether you're walking in the right path or now, if you believe in the Father and you believe in grace, then it's already been forgiven. So So you can just move on forward. So, you know, I will stand for my guys for no problem at all.
I think what you're saying, what you're saying here is like, are we willing to lay down and die for it right now?
I would die today.
Yeah,
right
now, later on, you know, later on, down the line, you know, would you?
I would die today. I would fight in the battle for it. I would stand up for it, no problem.
You know, if I was on that, fully on that side of the fence, you know, I probably would. But right now, the way I'm living, I can't do that right now, man. I'm just being real.
Okay, you're being real.
You
can take that step out there on your faith and just say, this is it. I'm going to give it all up for him. Hey, I'm not going over there with you know, the other folk that believe in whatever they believe in. My God is the real God, and this is what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay. I that's what you thought. Okay, well, no, I thought you were just saying just to be for somebody to... If you was willing to be like a sacrifice or something, you know, for your religion, you know, that's pretty much what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm just being real with you, man. It's certain things that you're supposed to, you know, when you living as a Christian, you know, our beliefs is, you know, you know, asking for forgiveness is one thing, and you know, anybody can make any kind of decision under pressure, man. You know, and you know, and in the face of death, you can make. You know, you can. I don't know, Eric. You. I'm gonna have to let you in.
No, you're not gonna get out of it that easy. You ain't gonna get out of that easy, Vernon, because we got you on the ropes right now. But we gonna bring you in.
that would be tough, man.
But not, why would it be tough if you? See, and that's like I was saying before. If you have your beliefs and you believe that you're strong and you believe that he's a forgiving God, there should be. And if you think about all he's done for you, Vernon, if you think about everything he's done, I mean, I'm just saying now. And there should be, you know, that is the question of the day. Can you stand alone? Once you get to thinking about all that, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, see,
so if you're saying yeah now, there should be no doubt in your mind whatsoever that if push came to shove and if they, okay, Christians over here and, you know, somebody, well, I ain't going to, okay, say Vernon, get over here with your religion, somebody else get over there with their religion, and this, your people, you over there with Vern, or you over there by yourself, look, if you don't join us right now, hey, we going to shoot you. They got a gun to your head right now. No, can you step out there by yourself and stand alone? And be proud and be proud of that.
I mean, see, you putting that big ultimatum in there, Eric, about.
Vernon. Eventually, it's gonna be an ultimatum anyway. It should be one, but see, here's the thing: if you're presented with that, there shouldn't be. You shouldn't even look at it as an ultimatum. You know what I'm saying? It should be I'm just gonna talk for me. It should be a no-brainer, okay?
Yeah.
If it comes push come to shove to that, then fine. Okay. Hey, Lord, you know, I'm coming. You know what I mean? And gonna do what we gotta do.
Yeah.
Start praying. You know what? And that's what they just start praying.
But
go ahead, Renee.
I think also you have to have the faith within yourself. To understand that you are never going to die. Even if they hold a gun up to your head, you are not going to die. So if you look at it from that perspective, you look at life after death and what's going to happen to life after death. God says you'll live eternally. So even if a gun is put to your head and they give you an ultimatum to say whether or not you're going to stand by your religion or you're going to walk away, and you say, I'm going to stand, and he pulls that trigger. What makes you think that second that is in between that bullet hitting your brain and you falling to the ground, that you didn't get peace in that moment? Who's to say that? You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know, so you have to stand in the gap, and you have to stand with faith, and you have to stand up for what you believe in. because that's what your society is all built on. It's about your faith and what you believe in. It doesn't matter what you believe as your religion, but what do you feel in your heart? So you got to stand up for what you are about. And we all are about something. Otherwise, we'd be talking on the radio. So you have to stand up for what you believe in. That's the whole premise of this whole radio station you can hear.
It's easy to say, but when you're actually in that position, you know, which I'm just thinking about, you know, just actually being in that position where this is it.
Uh-huh.
This is it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
let me help you.
That's
let me help you out.
Right there, Eric.
No. Let me help you. Are you a man?
Oh, I am a man.
Are you absolutely sure you're a man?
I am a man, but that doesn't have anything
to
do.
Okay, wait. You have faith to believe. Wait a minute. Let me finish. You have faith to believe that you are a man. You have no doubt in your heart you are a man. You ain't thinking about men on the side. You are a man that believes that he loves a woman. Am I right?
Oh, what the hell has got to do with taking a bullet?
Go with me. Yes or no?
I told you yes three times.
So if anybody comes up against you and threatens you and says, I don't think you're a man, you're going to stand up for that, am I right?
Yeah, I'm a man.
You're going to stand up for it, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the same way that I believe in my religion. The same exact way.
Wow.
The same exact way. Let anybody come to me and tell me different. I will hold you to it to the end.
But,
okay?
You know, Renee, I'm going to tell you like I tell people all the time. It's easy to say what you will do when you're not in a situation.
But you just told me you was a man.
The same way you told me that you was a man,
I will tell you I'm a Christian. The same exact way.
It's easy to say that you would die for something when you're not in that
position. I would die for it in a minute. With no reservation. That's how sure I am that you're a man. I'm just as sure that I'm a Christian. There's no reservation.
I got that. I understand what she's saying. See how our heart animate you was about, I'm a man. I done told you three times I'm a man. See?
Yeah.
And that's the point of can you step out on your own when it comes to your religious belief, you know, your spirituality. You know, are you gonna be that adamant about your spirituality and what you believe in and your God? Can you do that? Huh?
I mean, like I said, man. I feel like if people were really that faithful, that they would be out there working diligently for the Lord. You know what I mean? They would put down whatever they were doing, and they would go out and their main goals would be seeking. And doing exactly what the scriptures say for them to do if they really felt that way.
And they do every day.
Yeah.
You have missionaries that leave this country.
I'll let you talk. Now it takes something. It takes something to go out there and work and do what God say do, man. It might even cost you your life. You know.
Yeah.
It's some bad neighborhoods out here that. They're Christian people, so-called Christian people, they can go in all the time, but they avoid them because they're scared of danger, right?
But God gives us common sense, too.
But then you also have people that lay their lives down for the righteous life of Christ. You have people that go over to other countries. Missionaries. Mm-hmm. Our church came back from a missionary trip where they came up against a lot of Muslims. And, you know, God will stand in the gap for them in a moment, and he did. You go to a Muslim tribe with all Muslims, the chief is Muslim, everybody in the church is Muslim, everybody in the village is Muslim, and you walk in as a Christian, they will shoot you on sight. They will shoot you on sight. But they didn't do that in this instance. Come to find out, the chief of the village is a Christian. But he has to be an undercover Christian. You never know where God is. You never know. You never know. So if you are truly standing in the way of your God, of what you should be doing, even a Muslim village in the dark hills of Africa will not keep you from your God. And people live their lives that way. They live their lives that way. So, and they walk the streets every single day, preaching the word. Now, you have the option of listening to it, or you have the option of closing the door to it. It's your option. But it will be presented to you in several different ways before you take your last breath. It's your choice.
Okay, he had got disconnected, but I got him back. Well, while he's thinking about that, we're going to get him off the hot seat for a hot moment. Let's bring another call in. All right, 111, you're on the air. What's going on?
What's the topic?
Oh, the topic is...
Hello?
Can you stand alone? Can you stand alone? And right now we're talking about spirituality. Can you stand alone on your spirituality, on what you believe in spiritually? Can you go out there and stand alone no matter what everyone else is trying to get you to believe in? Can we have your name, sir?
Is that the best topic you can come up with?
Excuse me?
Is that the best topic you can come up with? I mean, that seems rather boring. And
well, sir, you know what? You may think it's boring, but the Lord says, thus I shall do, and that's what I shall do. So do you have anything to add to the topic, sir?
I'll probably ring back tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, he's still on what he believed in.
Yes, he did. You know what, though? That goes to show, man. The devil know when he outnumbers, so he had to go on and come back later on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my whole thing is, you know, man, I mean, I can't sit here and say that I'm, you know, ready to die, you know. And, you know, if it was, now, at this point in my life right now, if it was between me or one of my kids, that's a different story, man. But I'm not with my religion, with my belief, with my belief system, I mean, I'm not willing to, I'm not ready at this point to put my life on my belief.
But Vernon, he died for you.
I mean, I understand all that.
So you can't reciprocate the favor?
Hey, you know, that's saying once.
You know what? You know what, Vern? I give you so much credit that because you're standing for what you don't believe in.
Thank you.
I give you so much credit for that. You know, even one of Jesus' disciples denied him three times.
Ooh,
so,
look
you know,
that.
No, I mean you. I mean you're not. No. I didn't say you didn't either. I didn't say you didn't. You're standing on what you believe on. You know, believe in. That takes a lot of that takes a lot of gumption, you know, just to stand on what you don't believe in. So that's I mean it's just strong on both cases. It's just strong on both cases.
Well, thank
so I give you,
for
you
ruining
credit for that.
Well, thank you for ruining it, Renee, because I was gonna tell
him
that, but okay. Hold on, let me bring somebody else in. Let's see. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, let's see. Last 4-5-9-7-0, you on the air. What's going on? Can we have your name, please?
Hi, it's Ebony. I'm just going to my house.
Hi, Ebony. Oh, okay.
Hey, Ebony.
You won't give that out, then.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I like your topic. I think it's interesting. I think, faith, belief is just that. It's faith and it's belief. And it's your choice, and I think Renee said absolutely right, that it's a choice, and I think people have to remember it's a choice, and don't forget that actually it's a choice that people choose to believe if that's what they want to do. And I think, I don't know, people say, you know, I think it's emotional when people say, you know, you need to die for a belief, because it is a belief. And and I think when you say belief means that it's true as far as you want to, by faith, believe that it's true. Doesn't mean that it's an absolute fact and there's no question, because we know there are lots of questions, and there's more questions probably around some of the things that we hold as truth than we care to accept. So just to say that, you know, I totally get people who say, yeah, you know, I believe in God, and yes, I have a strong faith, but no, maybe I don't take it as far as some people would take it, i.e. they want to be martyrs for that faith, because at the end of the day, it's still a belief. That's just my thinking. It's a belief. And I think as well, you know, sometimes you can't discard the fact that sometimes when you hold a belief, any belief, okay, any belief, and positive thinking is the same, is a similar thing, you hold anything strongly enough, it will do whatever you want it to do for you. Just my thought.
Okay. That's some good stuff. But let me ask you something, Ebony. So for someone to die for what they believe in, right? Does that necessarily make it martyrism, or just being able to say I stood up for what I believe in, and no matter what, you know, I went against the grain, and it cost me my life, then that's so be it. But does that really have to say they're doing it to be a martyr?
Well, it is being a martyr, because what you're doing, you're saying is I'm allowing someone to take my life. Or the possibility, I'm opening myself up to the possibility of losing my life on the basis of something that I hold strongly as a belief. And the thing is, you know, beliefs can be challenged. I think the problem with some Christians or some people's Christian faith is that they feel that it cannot be challenged, or it should not be challenged. And if you challenge it, there is something wrong. And I believe that in every way, every day, you're learning. You are learning something. And there will always be something to challenge the beliefs that we hold really firm. And, you know, some people have died. Some people have killed for those beliefs. And I think that's the problem with it, that, you know, it can get to a point where you lose sense of what it is about. It's supposed to be about love. It's supposed to be about looking after each other. It's supposed to be about a hope of something better than what we have right now. And if that's the case, then I don't believe that, you know, it necessarily requires you to give up a life that you cannot bring back in any shape or form, because you almost lose the opportunity to convince more people of that belief if you're not here.
Okay,
you
but
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but let me ask this question then, and this one I have asked a lot of times, and how is it that Christians are, and boy, I know I'm about to go here and get beat up, but I'm going to say it anyway, how come Muslims truly will die for what they believe in Allah? They will truly die for Allah. But Christians, we give more reasons as we can for not trying giving our life for it. Why is that?
Wait a minute.
Well, if you look at the history,
Can I say something quickly?
I was just going to say, if you look at the history of Christianity, loads of people died for it.
Yeah, they killed people. Christianity killed people. They always talk about the Muslims and the.
When did phase come in?
And they still kill people.
I don't know how they phase. I just heard a side talk. What's up, Maze?
Hello.
I'm working on this board.
Huh?
Today.
No, go ahead.
Friday. The problem with when you say missionaries, and then you have the Muslim killing Christians because of missionaries, you got Christians killing Christians. And they also are killing Muslims. But we don't never discuss that part. It says we all are God's children, and all God's children have a role. The Muslim got a role. The Buddhist got a role. Everybody that's in God's rule has a role. They all have the same. Allah is God.
But, May, you cannot get them to say that. I have asked that question over and over again. You cannot get them to say that they're worshiping, everybody's worshiping the same God.
They're worshiping about a different name. All are the same.
Mr. Thomas.
Just a different name.
Yes,
I lived in a Muslim
country. We look at it from that perspective.
Let me explain. I lived in a Muslim country, and I say I'm not a Christian because Christ wasn't one. But the same thing that they were looking at, and I was looking at my book, was the same thing in their book. Only it said God and man, and it says Allah in theirs, and it's the same thing. They have a law, his law. They abide by his law, too, just like the Christians do.
Okay. All right, hold on. Go ahead, Vernon. I've been hearing you yell my name. Go ahead.
Now, all Muslims don't feel that way either.
No, they don't.
Because I'm pretty sure you witnessed when you was in Iraq that a lot of them gave themselves up, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if believing in something, but it's one thing to know when it's right and when it's not, too. Come on now. But I understand what you're saying.
You understand what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Okay, Renee, go ahead. Let's look at it from your point of view, Renee. Go ahead.
Well,
As Muslims,
they believe that they do believe in Allah, which we consider to be God as well, but they don't look at God as being a savior, which makes it different. They don't look at him as being a savior. He's a prophet for the future. He's what they live their life on today. So we look We look at it differently. We see that Allah is God and is one, but they don't see it as him as our savior. So they look at Allah as being something totally different than we look at Allah. So,
but do they follow his law?
We know that Allah is God, but they don't consider that to be God. So they're looking at it from a different perspective.
But they're looking at God. They look at, that's what I'm saying, when they get mixed up with the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and James, like I said yesterday, Muslims have the same law. They abide by them too.
The Old Testament.
And so the Old Testament, God said, let no man change it. So his commandment.
Right. Yeah, but we
don't
want to see here's the thing with that.
They didn't change
the
law. They changed
the Old Testament.
You go look up. Tell her to go look up Marcion, and she'll see why her Bible changed from what it was to where it is today.
No, New Testament is after Jesus has come. So
I'm
Old
saying,
Testament is.
But what is the commandments? Where were they? Were they changed?
The commandments don't change.
Thank you. That's what I said.
The Ten Commandments is still the Ten Commandments.
But do people abide by his commandments that he left?
Muslims don't look at those commandments as being commandments from God.
But I'm saying, if he's letting no man change, that's why he put them in stone. It's in your book, because they let no man change it. They changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday.
But
the Catholic Church did it.
It's a different religion. It's a different.
And there were man.
God
didn't do it.
It's a different belief system.
Go ahead, Renee.
I said you're looking at it from, you're trying to give it logic, and you can't give it logic. You can't give them the logic. No, you can't give them them our logic. We believe that. That's our belief.
Yeah, that's
our belief. And we go by that. And
that's your belief.
But their belief is totally different. No, that's. Muslims' belief is totally different than Christians.
No, you go back to you saying the New Testament. I'm talking about his laws. I'm not talking about the Testament. I'm talking about his laws that he put in stone.
Okay.
And when he came up with those laws, he said, let no man change it. But man has changed the law, so nobody discussed the laws that were changed by man.
Yeah.
No, but you're missing what I'm saying, though. You're starting
and when it comes to the Muslims, they have his law, too. And they abide more closely to his law than the Christians do. They pray four or five times a day.
They
don't care.
It's different, though. It's a different religion.
But I'm saying.
It's a totally different religion.
Oh, man.
God, dang it. Can she please finish? Good Lord. I'm trying to listen here.
Looking,
okay, go ahead, Renee.
That's funny.
The religions are different religions. They're different faith-based. They do have their laws, and they live by their laws, and they understand their laws. They eat at certain times, they drink at certain times, they pray at certain times. Those are their laws by their Quran, by their book. That is what they live by, and they feel that that's the only right religion. And then you have Christians that believe.
So can I ask you a question, Renee?
Sure.
Yes. So why would you have, why are you right and they're wrong?
I never said I was right. I never said that they were right.
That's the question. Are you right and they wrong, or are they wrong and Christians are right?
No. It's basically faith. What is your faith? What do you believe
in? So if they're not wrong,
I believe that there's one. It's not a right or wrong answer. You can't get a right or wrong answer. I cannot sit here and say that all Muslims are wrong. I can't do that because that's what they believe in, and I respect them for believing in what they believe in because they hold it up. They believe in it. Just like I said about Brian.
Right.
He's believing in what he believes in, and that's fine.
All right. So,
why would either of you die for your faith? Why would either of you die? Why would Muslims die, or why
would
Christians die?
I would not have a problem dying for my God because I believe that my God is the one true God. I believe that. Okay? And I believe that I would stand up for him no matter what. By my teachings and by my learning and by my reading. And that's my faith. That's what I believe in. My faith is strong. Everybody's faith is kind of strong as mine.
Can I talk about my faith? My faith is everybody that has faith, regardless if it's a Muslim, a Christian, a Buddhist, or whoever, because I've learned about all of them. And if you learn about all of them, you'll see what you got in common more than you have against
you
any other faith.
You do.
Well, they all.
But everybody bow down and pray, don't they?
Man, I understand that, Maze. But yet, the bottom line is, even though all these people have the same faith or believe in the same God, how many of them are willing to stand out on that by themselves? You know, how many of them, when they stand out there, how many? How many really to get out there and stand out there on what they so-called believe in on their own?
Well, Mr. Tolkien,
let's say they just get separated, and, you know, like the story Renee gave where the Muslim leader was actually a Christian, but he had, you know, because he lived in a Muslim community or what have you. How many of them willing to even try something like that?
Well, if we never around, we don't know nothing about them. How we know they don't try something like that?
Yeah.
Don't be answering no
questions. But if you don't learn things, you don't know things. You're just looking at my face, and you don't care about nobody else's face.
Wait a minute, stop. And
it
see, maybe that's
way.
What the problem. Maybe that's the problem right there.
Yeah.
Everybody's so
is.
Concerned. And the question is, can you stand on your own? We ain't talking about everybody. We talking about you and what you believe
in. By faith, I can stand on my own.
If by faith, you can stand on
your
own.
I wouldn't normally do if it was me doing it.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question I asked Vernon and Renee and Ebony. Are you willing to die for what you believe in as far as your faith?
As far as my faith, am I willing to die for what I believe in?
Yeah, as far as what you believe in religiously, are you willing to die for that?
No.
Okay.
No.
No?
I'll be honest with you, no. Reason being, there's too many flaws in that faith. There's too many, you know, I think it's an emotional conversation when people talk about dying for your faith, right? There's no reason to die for anything. Sorry?
Isn't that why it's called faith?
No, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence of things not seen. Right, so there is, what that means is, what you're talking about is something that's uncertain. Why would I die for something that's uncertain?
So why would you believe in it or have faith in it then?
I believe in it, and I because by faith I believe in it, and,
okay,
and,
then.
I,
so
and
if
I accept
faith,
it.
If by faith you believe in it then, and you accept it, you won't. Why won't you die for it?
Look,
if
look,
you believe
here,
that is
uncertain.
Right.
I just told you, it's uncertain.
We're not at that point yet, Eric.
No. Mr. Took, it's like...
Wait a minute. Let Ebony
it's like
finish.
People,
go ahead, Ebony.
Can I give an example? Can I give you an example?
Yes, go ahead, Ebony.
It's like,
go ahead.
All right. It's like people say when you die, okay, there is a white light that you see, and sometimes you go towards the light, and when you go to the light, and, you know, sometimes you move in to another experience. But tell you what, how many people do you know have moved into that experience and come back from that experience? and can tell you everything about what life is like completely. I'm not talking about where you've just had a taste of what you think is death. How many people have really died, and can tell you how the process works? Nobody can tell you. But everybody knows that when you die, okay, that people make up a hell of a lot of stories about the whole process and what you will see and what the afterlife may be or whatever. Truth is, nobody's ever gone to the afterlife and really come back, because if you really go to the afterlife, you never come back, okay? So psychics say...
that's why it's called afterlife.
You're right. People make up stories. And what I'm trying to say is there are a lot of stories in the Bible, stories that I believe have good foundations and good demonstrations of how we should live our lives. What I don't think that they are definite, okay? So I heard yesterday you guys were talking about the flood. Well, that's a good story. Truth is, could there really have been seven people left on the earth or whatever number there was in that ark with all the animals, and now from that we've had millions and millions? I don't know that to be accurate. I think that's a story that's been inflated. It's a good demonstration of how we should live our lives and the fact that we should, you know, hear God's voice when he gives us an instruction. But I don't think it's a definite, right? There are flaws in that story. There are flaws in the story of Adam and Eve. There's flaws in the Immaculate Conception, right? Because really, how many people do you know just get pregnant and they don't have sex? I don't know. And it was after sin, too. So, do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's,
there's a lot of stuff. Okay. There's a lot of stuff that is questionable.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. Okay. wait, hold on, Mace. Well, go ahead, Mace. Go ahead.
I have to ask Ebony something. Ebony.
Yeah.
When I was talking to you on your show the other night, was I right or wrong when I said when I was discussing a topic that we were having with Joe?
Wait a minute. Well, then you can say that for later.
I just wanted to know. He had amnesia.
Well, you can ask him later. All right. 678.
What was the topic?
On the air.
When we were talking on the breakfast
later.
Show?
Yes.
Hold on, Mr. Talker. She's raised it. Let me answer it quickly. Was it the breakfast show? The Rise and Shine?
Yes.
Okay, and what were we talking about? I think
about
we were talking about Trevann.
After the trial was over, when they started coming out and talking, and we have found more out about them?
Okay, no, we're not talking about the trial.
Oh, I can't remember now. I'll have to go back and listen to the
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, y'all talk about that. We didn't even talk about that. All right, thank you. All right, Lord. 2446, you on the air. What's going on?
Mr. Talk.
Well, that go to missing man. What's happening?
That's going to be N2.
Ebony.
Hi, N2. How are you?
Maze.
Hello.
And my good friend Vernon from Arkansas. I'm sorry, Arkansas. It's all good in the neighborhood.
Whoa. You better not forget Renee.
Oh, I'm sorry, Renee. I'm sorry.
What's going on, Alex?
Man, I'm just trying to stay between the sky and the ground. That's it.
Lord,
that's a good place to be right now.
Yeah, but I did want to comment on faith and belief.
Well, go right ahead, sir.
All right. Faith is abstract, meaning that it can be anything that you want it to be. Because the Bible tells you faith without work means you get nothing, means your faith means nothing. Belief is intrinsic. That's something that's in your heart. And in regards to your question, would I die for what I believe in? You damn straight I would. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Because that's something that is within me. That's something that I cannot forsake. That's something that I cannot compromise. That's something that I will not compromise. And if I have belief, that will further substantiate my faith. And I think what happens in a lot of times in religion is they put faith first, regardless of what the religion is. They put faith first. If some catastrophe happens, the first thing people will say, and I'm not talking about everybody, but just in general, well, we need to pray. Well, what the hell are you praying for? No, what you need to do is work and then have faith through the work that you're doing so that what you're working through will manifest itself into the desired result. That's just my take on it. That's all
so
I'm saying.
And two, can your beliefs change?
It can, but that means that your belief is not very strong.
Huh.
No, it doesn't mean your belief's not strong. It just means that your beliefs can change. Because if you look at it, that the time that we're on this earth, we're always exposed to more and more information.
Right.
Beliefs can be set by your parents, by the fact that you were born into an institution that you had,
right,
where you were given offered information, but you had no
right.
choice over how you absorb that information.
So if you grow
and you are open to more information, you learn more, you can substantiate that belief that you already taught, or you could decide to drop it or leave it.
Exactly.
Or you can redefine it. I agree.
But what I'm saying is,
when people say they hold dear a belief so much so that they would die for it, it's because that's all they know up until this point in their experience. That's what all they know and they accept at this point. I'm saying you can accept a lot of things in your life and you can agree that those things are holistically true. But truth is always developing. Truth is always, it depends on your exposure. It will always be according to environment. It'll be, a lot of things will affect truth. And I'm saying when you decide that you're going to really lay your life down for something that at the end of the day is only substantiated to the point of your understanding and your exposure, I'm saying that isn't good enough for me. That's the reason why I'm saying I wouldn't give up my life for it, because I don't know if that is really 100%. And very often you can't say it's 100% because it's affected by so many things. Do you get what I'm saying?
But that's an emotional response
when you say I'm going to die for it, really.
But that's, and I'm not disputing what you're saying. That's your point of view. See, my point of view is based on the fact that I've been on this earth for 52 years. I've done my due diligence. I've spent the last 30 years of my life studying not only the occult, but philosophy, ancient civilizations, ancient history, and comparative religious studies. So I've taken the time, and this is stuff that I do as a hobby. I don't do this because I was trained to do it. I don't do it because it was required in school. I do it because I have a natural curiosity for it. So what I've done is I've built a library of information that has given me a foundation, and I haven't just trusted what religion says. What I've done is I've gone back in history and tried to see the correlations between what is being taught and what we understand fundamentally that's been recorded, and where I see them intersect, that shows me the commonality of it, and that shows me the truth. The only point that I will debate with you on is truth. Truth is absolute. It doesn't change. Truth does not change, regardless of your experience. The fact that the sun is in the sky and the sky is blue, nobody can dispute that. That's true. You can't. I don't care.
Really?
I don't care if you're 5 years old.
I don't care if you're 80 years old.
But
doesn't that depend? Okay, so you can say the sky, in the sky. What did you say? The sky is blue.
Yeah.
Right.
Really, it's blue. Are you sure it's blue? How do you know it's blue?
Look at it and tell me what color you see.
No. How do you know it's blue? How do you know it's blue?
Because I'm looking at it.
How do you know it's blue?
Because that's what you've been taught.
That's right. That's what you've been taught.
So what color is the sky then? Let's do the antithesis of that.
Since you guys are playing the devil's advocate,
what color is the sky?
No, she's not making a joke. She's saying that everything that
I'm saying everything you've been taught from somebody else.
But see, here's the point you guys are missing, is that you get to a point in your life where you challenge what you've been taught.
That's exactly.
You have to challenge what you've been taught. What you've been taught.
Exactly.
I challenge
everything.
Everything my mother has taught me. Everything that I have learned in school. Once I became an adult and I was able to do things on my own, I started challenging it on my own. It wasn't the fact that, okay, I'm not talking to you like a 16-year-old fresh out of high school or whatever the case may be. I challenge everything. And one of the reasons why I get on these shows is because I like to hear other people's point of view, because I want somebody to tell me something I don't know so that I can go and look up the information and be like, whoa, they just hit me to something I didn't even know. Now I can add that to my library. So it's not a question of, you know, I'm just spouting out stuff I've been taught. I mean, we're taught that the earth rotates around the sun. Is that true or not?
That's right. That's what we taught.
Is it true or not?
Hold on. When you start talking about absolutes, you got to be so careful about absolutes. Because when you say the sky is blue, know that another half of the world out there are not saying the sky is blue. They may actually be saying the sky is red, okay? Because the definition of what the color of the sky was defined by someone. And that blue, it's a bit like when you say vanilla ice cream is vanilla ice cream, okay? Vanilla ice cream is not even vanilla. It's a flavor that has been defined, that has been taught to us to be something it is. It isn't originating with you. The only thing that is original and that is true is God. And
how do you know?
Even that,
wait a minute. Now I'm going to challenge you on the very same thing you're saying.
And then, hold on. Let me say. And then, even God is someone's conception of how the universe is dictated, and how we fit into the universe. That is someone's dictation. Because before the Bible, what was there? There were other books written. There were other people's perceptions of how we came to be here, of what
right.
this is all about who governs right. it. So do you get what I'm saying? But I might
yes,
say
I
the
do.
Bible, I may say God is the only person true being, because I want to stop there, but you could go back and back and back and back as far as you want, and you can be challenged. Almost everything we know can be challenged.
And that's the beauty of life. That's why you're supposed to challenge everything.
Be careful what you're dying for.
Hold on, wait. Everybody talking at one time. Go ahead, Renee. Yeah.
And that's why you have a choice. You have that choice of finding out for yourself what is true and what is not true. And once you find out what is true, you will stick with that, because that's what you understand and that's what you believe in. And once you have a belief system and that is true to what you have learned for yourself, you believe in it absolutely, you would die for that. You would die for that in a minute.
I agree.
Can I speak? And if you're just looking at one thing and it's for your belief, you're going to get mixed up. But if you're looking around at everything so you can take the choice of which one you think might be right, that's the one.
That's
you
why you find out for yourself, man. Just
but
like
if you're
just
looking at one thing,
you're
that's
get
just
your education. No.
If you just
know,
if you're just looking at Christianity,
no.
it's the only
you
thing that's
your,
here
yes.
and real.
Let me tell you something.
I
know more than just Christianity. I know more than just Christianity, and I made a choice for myself. I didn't let somebody tell me what I needed to do. I made a choice for myself. So once you make the choice for yourself, and you go out there and you explore, and you. Because everybody in their young teens and their young 20s, they're trying to find out who they are. They're trying to find themselves. They're trying to find out where their niche is in the world. And once you do that, you get some education and some knowledge. And
well, no,
you
know what I chose to do?
Hold on,
wait a
minute, man. Let her finish, man.
You travel the world.
Oh, I'm not finished.
No,
okay.
You find different, you look at different people, you embrace different cultures, you embrace different things, and then you make a choice for yourself when you get to be old enough to understand which direction you wish to go with you. You make
okay.
that choice for yourself.
So
and you don't tell people what that is. You make that choice. And once you, wait, let me finish. And once you make that choice, you will stand in the gap for anybody who comes up against you, because that's what you believe. That's what your belief is.
Well,
you
I believe
choice
it.
Of different things. But you choose what you choose for your reason.
Well, What I choose, I'm going to tell you what I did. I choose to be a part of all of the religions because I don't want to put one down because it's for another. Because the choice that I take is to be a part of everybody's. That's what I choose to do.
Okay. Sound like some
and the only thing that I'd like to say is I think that we can go round and around with beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing is to understand with faith. Faith is dangerous because mm-hmm. People can be faithful and be completely blind.
Yes, they can.
And that's very dangerous.
And even
And
that's why I said, when you say that you're going to go and die for something, be careful of what you're dying for, okay?
No, I said I would die for something I believe in.
Yeah, and I'm saying
just be careful
because maybe you're dying, maybe you're allowing your life to go and you could spend time on this earth doing a little bit more good.
But,
right?
But I'm okay with that. That's what you have to say, Ebony.
Hold on.
I'm okay with that.
I'm just saying. Rather than deciding to be so closed, okay, you know, it's like some people have this thing, and I think the problem with when I say that someone wants to die for something is that almost you're saying, I'm right and everybody else is wrong at that point.
No.
It is. You're saying, I am right. Well, I'm doing
this.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying you're actually saying it. What I'm saying in your actions, right, in you being so close to everything else, it's almost like I'm going to die for this now. Then I'm going to be right if I'm going to die.
You're oversimplifying it. Let me give you an example. You're walking down the street. And I'm going to give you an example because I was just in the grocery store, and I saw this really old lady, and she was by herself. And I don't even know why this popped up into my mind. While I was standing there, the thought just occurred to me, what if somebody just came up to her and just knocked her over the back of the head and pummeled her? What would you do? Now, mind you, this happened less than 30 minutes ago. This is what I'm thinking when I see this old lady. And I'm asking myself, would you actually step in and do something knowing that it would cost your life? And you know what I said? Yes, I would, without a doubt. Because that's what I believe in. I would not stand there and let a helpless human being get taken advantage of over somebody else who is not even remotely in that train of thought. And would I risk my life to do it? Yes, I would. I sure would. And I don't even know the one.
I've got a problem with that, right? I've got a problem with people saying what they would do outside of the moment, right? Because in the moment, we will see what you will do. Because a lot of people talk about what they would do, but until you're in the moment, okay, it's like a lot of people like will say to you, oh, if I was faced with a situation where someone was holding me at gunpoint or whatever, you know, tried to rob me or someone mugged me, tried to mug me, know that I would fight or whatever. Nobody knows what they would do until they're actually in the situation.
Well, I can tell you right now, I've been at gunpoint.
I'm not going to front. I imagine those type of scenarios, and I know what I would do. I would screw somebody over. Trust me.
Thank you.
I think about it all the time. I'm always exploring things.
Wait,
so yes.
But this is why we have leaders, and this is why we have followers. That's why there's two different types of personalities. You have people that are going to step up in the gap no matter what, and they're going to do the right thing. And you have people that say, "Hey, I want to do the right thing, but I don't have the courage to do the right thing, so I'm going to protect myself."
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You need to know what kind of person you are. You need to know which kind of person you're going to be in the middle of a heated whatever. You need to know which way you're going to be. I know which way I would go, but I can't say I would depend on everybody to have my back. So I need to have my own back.
Right.
So that's why I say I know for myself what I would do. I can't tell you what to do. I can only tell you what I would do.
And just to piggyback on what Renee just said, Ebony, what she said, and this is important that you need to understand, is that you people who believe, they'll step up. If we didn't have people who believed in and they had a sense of conviction in what they were doing, we would not have great people in the history of this earth, because they would have stepped back and they would, and once it got dangerous, they'd have been like, oh, I don't know, this is not looking good. But we have great people. We have great people who have died for other people to be able to do what they're doing today.
Yeah, but
all right.
Listen, I agree.
Am I muted?
Yeah, you.
No, you don't.
No, you just gotta break in, Vernon. Vernon, you gotta break in, man.
I didn't want to interrupt anybody. I kept trying to get in, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Vernon.
I'm done. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. All right, go ahead, Vernon. We let you get the last say because I want to bring up another scenario also. Go ahead, Vernon.
Okay. Now we're talking about belief and faith and people dying for their belief. Now, so y'all do remember Peter in the Bible. Now he's the Christian. Remember Peter in the Bible. I hate to throw this on y'all.
All right, get it right now. Don't get it messed up. Come on.
Okay, now Peter was right there with Jesus through a lot of miracles.
That's right.
He walked on water and everything. But during that time when Jesus was captured, he denied it right or wrong. Do y'all not agree he was scared to die?
Yes, he was.
It didn't have nothing to do with his faith or not believing in Jesus.
He didn't believe.
When you face with death, man, that put a whole different scenario in
that's
things.
Right.
You need to finish the story. Go ahead and finish the story. Don't cut it off in the middle. Finish the story. What did Simon Peter do after that?
Uh-oh. I mean, he went out and he preached the word, and I know about all the disciples.
Wait a minute. Let me help you out, because you're confused right here. Let me help you out. In the end, he died for his faith. He was beheaded. He died for his faith.
Did I just say that? Then I just say I know about all the disciples being put to death.
All he did was delay the inevitable.
Inevitable.
He initially asked for forgiveness from God, and then he ended up being beheaded. So he died for his faith anyway.
Okay. He knew he was wrong.
The example was he bottled it when the time came. He was afraid to die.
All right. We've covered that issue. Okay, well, that's good. We can have.
Okay. I don't want to hear what something else.
Oh yeah, too late.
Let him finish, Eric. Let him finish.
Go ahead, Brian. I guess we won over anyway. So go ahead.
Bring it on.
Now Eric, do you not agree that Peter, it was after the fact when they seen that Jesus had came back, so he changed his mind on it?
No. He asked for forgiveness. He asked Jesus for forgiveness. Can I get some forgiveness? That's different.
But Renee, Vernon's right. When Jesus came back, he was like, oh, shit, this really does work.
Lord have mercy. Okay.
He was like, man, I messed up.
I had to put that in there.
That's reaching a little bit, but okay.
But that's why we have forgiveness. That's why we have forgiveness, because God forgave him. He said, I knew you couldn't handle it. I knew you wasn't ready. He told him in advance. He told him that night at dinner, one of you will deny me three times. He told him that in advance.
So he knew
it was going to happen before it happened.
Told the other one what he was about to go and do. So, yeah. That is true. But anyway.
He told him in advance.
Lord have mercy. I tell you, boy, y'all on it today. Hold on. Let me bring this other call in.
All right, 111.
Well, I know 111.
Yeah,
on the air.
It was me. You know, I got knocked off, but
oh, okay.
I did want to make a point, Mr. Talk. I wanted to make a point, which was that, you know, a lot of Christians say that they would die for their faith, right? And
right.
yet we are living in what the Bible, you know, and I know my Bible because I was brought up as a Christian too.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we're supposed to be living in what is the last days, right? And
uh-huh.
if you look at the prophecies in the Bible, you know, things like the 666, the mark of the beast, right, the fact that, you know, people will now, you know, have to compromise their faith by taking on the system. Well, you know what? There are a lot of people who are Christians who are well and truly embedded in the system out there, all the systems out there, and they are not looking to separate themselves in any shape or form. There are few, and I hear what N2 says about, you know, people who were prepared to die in the past. But they've always been a few. They've always been a few. They've never been the majority. A lot of people come to, you know, come out. That's why they say that there are many, many are called and few are chosen. Because there are a lot of people who step out and say, yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I strongly believe in stuff. But when the time comes, that's when you know who's who.
That's right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, you know what, Ebony? You know what? That's the purpose of the show. So make some people think about that kind of stuff. Because people don't think about that. You know, the average Joe don't even think about stuff like that. So a show like this, put that seed there, make you really think about it. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. Now, here's another example I
want to
use.
You go, Mr. Tom, before you go, I just want Ebony to know I'm not a Christian.
I didn't make anything. I didn't say you were.
I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know. I'm not a Christian.
Okay.
All right. Now here's another thing. Here's another example of where you stand out on your own. All right. You have a known drug dealer in the family. All right. And they help everybody in the family, you know, with money, you know, whether needed, you know, holidays, they help everyone. However, they won't sell drugs to family members or anyone in your neighborhood, okay? However, you come up and you run across some financial problems, and they're willing to help you. Uh-oh, we lost Vernon, and that's why I got quiet. And they're willing to help you. So, based on your beliefs or what you believe in, would you accept that help from this person knowing that they're actually doing something wrong, or would you go ahead and accept it like everybody else in the family?
I would not.
You would not?
I would not
because of the simple fact is that I have children, and
uh-huh.
my children would know what was going on with that individual in our family, and
right.
they would know if he was over to the house for any reason, that he was over there for what my kids would know. They would know me well enough to say, you know, mom's tripping right now. So they know that I would not accept help from that individual. That person would not be welcome into my home. So my kids know me as well as anybody else, my husband. They know that that would not be something that I would do. And, you know,
okay.
you come across a lot of that, a lot of things in life. It's ups and downs. And
right.
it wouldn't matter if I was going to lose my house, it wouldn't matter if I was, or my kids were sick, I wouldn't accept help because that's not the kind of help I'm needing. I would pray about it. That would be me.
All right. Well, we have Renee's answer. Next.
I said I wouldn't.
Well, we know you said you
would. Know?
May said she would turn her in. turn him
I
in.
I sure would. Because, see, with my family, that's how I roll. You,
uh-huh.
if you're going to do it, you take a chance with me turning you in. Then even just watch you start doing it. I always told my children, if you go to jail for that, don't call me because you don't know me anymore. But if you go for something I know you did, I'm going to stand there with you for the duration. But if you're doing that, you don't know me anymore. And that's where I am with most of my family.
Mm.
Point blank. So
okay.
I wouldn't have to deal with nothing like that.
Okay. You wouldn't have to deal with that. All right. Ebony?
Well, I feel strongly enough about drugs to say, you know, no, I wouldn't accept the help. But I know where I've been, but I don't know where I'm going. So I'm going to say this, that sometimes you don't know, and we are living in very, very difficult times, and I don't think we're even in the worst of times that we could be living. And I think when things are really, really, really hard, and a lot of us have never really lived real hard, hard enough.
Well,
and
yes,
and
have.
That means, and I'm saying when you're rock
mm-hmm.
bottom, and you don't, and it's about starvation, then you may question what you would normally do in your right mind when you've got all those choices around you. And I'm just saying, I'm one of those people, I always say, you know, I know what I would do when everything is great. I'm not going to say to you that I'm going to be this perfect being if things were that hard. Because if it came to the point of whether my children would starve or not, I would always feed them. And I'd feed them by any means necessary. I'd be honest with you.
Wow.
That's how it is. I know people sit on this, I would never do this and I would never do that. Really, really, really. You don't know. Until you really know, you don't know.
But if you're really there, you don't know.
We do have high principles and whatever, and I have the same. But I always leave the door open because you never know. That's it.
All right. I mean, that's
I don't have a judgment for anybody who does.
But I'm saying if you grew up without anything and you taught your children to eat the way you did when you were growing up, and they fell back, they would understand and know what to do if they came into hard times.
Yeah, well, I was brought up in, and we were very poor when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times when we had nothing, and we prayed and the means was found and whatever. But, you know, we were living in different times, and different things were available to allow you to survive, and it was a different world. And I'm just saying right now, if this world got mega, mega hard, and you know that you have a choice between survival or non-survival, it may not even be about your survival. It may be about your child being able to eat, you know, and survive. Then I'm not saying that there isn't something that I wouldn't do, and that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, I'm not putting a judgment out there about anybody who does if they choose to either, because I don't know what it's like to really be in a position where I would have to think about that as a choice.
Even if it went against everything you believed in.
Yeah, even if it went against everything I believed in. I mean, I have never, I'll give you this example, I've never eaten pork in my whole life. In my whole life, I've never eaten pork because I was brought up as an Adventist, and we were taught never to eat pork. And even in my life where I've had choices to do it, I haven't done it. But
mm-hmm.
if I was starving one day, or one of my children was starving, and it came to a point where, one of my kids, and this is how serious I would see it, one of my kids were going to die, and the only thing that was available to eat was pork. No, I couldn't tell you that. I would say, no, I'm not going to give it to them.
All right.
Because, you know, that's how I feel.
All right. And you know what? And that's honest. That's real and honest. All right. Knowledge, where you at, man?
I'm here.
All right. And your response?
I grew up in a drug culture. And I just want to qualify that before I say what I'm about to say. Majority of my friends, and I was an anomaly in my neighborhood, because I was one of the few people in my neighborhood that actually was a student athlete, even though all my friends were either what we call in Oakland, they used to slang them boulders, or
mm-hmm.
they were stick-up kids. I wouldn't accept the money, but
mm-hmm.
I would never deny somebody that was involved in that and needed my help. Now, I know your question was just the opposite. If I needed
right.
their help, if mm-hmm. I needed their help, would I accept the money? No, I would not. I would not do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. However, I understand the drug culture, and I understand it from way back. I'm talking about crack hit Oakland in 1975 before it even hit the rest of the nation. We were infected with crack. When I was in I was a sophomore in high school, and I knew how to cook cocaine up. That's when, back in the days of Richard Pryor, when he was freebasing. See, it was called freebasing first, and then they figured out how to manufacture it so you didn't have to cook it up. You could just buy it ready-made. It's like, you know, going to McDonald's. You didn't have to cook a hamburger anymore. You could just go get the hamburger. Somebody already made it for you. And that's how it transitioned from freebasing to crack. So, yeah, you can get an 8-ball right now. I can do the twirl around, get me some baking soda, and I've got you real good. However, that's not something that I do.
At night, huh?
I know I'm saying too much, but anyway, that's not something that I do, but that's something that I've been around, I've been exposed to, I've seen the ills of it. I've seen death resulting in it. So when it comes to accepting help from people like that, no, I would never do that because I had the opportunity to do that, and I never did. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, I'm good. And it was like, well, check this out, Pat. If you ever need anything, just let us know. Now, this is 4 or 5 Negroes telling me this. And I'm like, okay, cool. But at the same time, I know that if I accept that help, I'm indebted to them in some form or fashion.
But in this instance, and I understand where you're going, knowledge. But in this instance, you know, there's no indebtedness. You know, you don't owe them anything. They just want to actually help you out of your situation. Your belief system. I know personally myself, I would have to find another way. I will.
Yeah, I'm not taking your drug money. I'm not doing that.
Just because of what I believe in, I would have to take, find another way. That's just what I believe in. And that's a hard, as Ebony said, that is a very hard decision to make. You know.
Especially, and you know what makes it hard, Eric? You know what makes it hard is when your friends are involved with that. When I left high school, I graduated high school at 17. Went to a university. I was playing football. My best friend was a junior. He was 1 year behind me. Okay? So when I came back after school was out, and I was calling him every Friday night, because, you know, high school football games are played on Friday night. My senior year, we went undefeated. Now, he was on varsity, but he didn't play a lot. So he was a senior. He was playing. He was a starter. So I would call him every Friday night, and I would be like, Orlando, you got to come up here. I'm playing. If you come up here, you can play. You might not play your first year, but that's okay. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's good, it's good, it's good. When I came home, let me tell you, I went over his house, went into his house, and this was when I was a weed smoker, a heavy weed smoker. This was back in 1979. I went over to his house. I got my little, you know, we call them pillows. In Oakland. Got my little bag, a pillow, right? I rolled me up one. I'm sitting there smoking. I pass it to him. He don't want to smoke. The next thing I know, he digs into his mother's drawer. He pulls out the crack pipe. And then I see my man. He gets down on all fours on the rug, and he's pulling up lint that looks white. It's just like little lint balls. He's pulling up little lint balls and putting them in a pipe and trying to smoke it. I had to get up and leave, dude. And that was my best friend. I had to get up and leave. I couldn't even watch that.
Wow.
I couldn't even watch it. That's how far gone he was. And he was only, at the time, he was only 18. Gone.
Wow. Completely. Yeah, that is deep. That broke
my heart, man, because Orlando was one of the most talented people I ever knew. He was a lineman. He could dance his ass off. He was in the glee club. He was in the choir. He was on the football team. He was intelligent, and he never did anything after high school.
Wow.
Never set foot on a JC campus, nothing.
Wow.
Broke my heart, man. That broke my heart.
I bet it is. It would have broke mine. But, you know, I just throwing these little scenarios out there because, some, like I said before, somebody out there need to know, to give it some thought because, you know, I know if it came to mind, somebody else had to think about it too. I mean, can you stand on what you believe in and your faith? You know, can you stand on that alone by yourself if you have to?
No, hopefully you got to stand on your belief. You got to stand on what you believe in.
Yeah,
you got
that's true.
To. Faith will come and go. Faith depends on the situation.
Your beliefs are important, but I'm saying, you know, I'm not saying that I wouldn't, you know, stand on my belief. I'd say that, you know, I lived with someone for 20 years who was a weed smoker. I never smoked weed once in my whole life. I mean, I shouldn't say I've never smoked it. I've tried it once. I'd say I've tried it once on my birthday. That's true. But, you know, I had people smoking around me all the time for 20 years. And they thought I was mad because I didn't smoke. But that's because I came from a culture where smoking was not acceptable and I believed it was fundamentally wrong. So I didn't smoke. I mean, and I never had
the inkling to smoke
with them. So I stood by my belief, but I now look back at it and I think,
thank you, Renee.
Was I really, I don't know. Maybe I should have had a go and enjoyed it.
Let me ask this question right here for everybody. Let me ask this question. So your beliefs is actually what you base your faith on then.
That's your foundation.
Yeah.
Your belief
that is
your foundation.
Your belief is your foundation. Okay, I just want to clarify this. Okay.
And it doesn't matter what your religion is.
Hold on. Your belief is your foundation. It's part of your value system as well.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily what you base your faith. Your faith on is something. Your faith is separate. Your faith is not necessarily your belief, part of your belief and your values.
And that's what I've been saying all along.
Into their belief system.
That's what I've been saying all along, Ebony.
Yeah, faith is
your faith is a byproduct of what you believe in.
Okay, hold on.
But that's only if you have a belief. Hold on. That's only if you have a belief that that may be. Based on some sort of religious or other.
No,
or
it doesn't matter.
Type thing.
Everybody has a belief.
What if you're agnostic or you don't believe in anything?
That's a belief system.
But that's what you believe in.
You believe in
something.
Yeah,
what if you don't have a belief?
Hold on.
Everybody doesn't have faith.
Where does faith come in?
Hold on, let me get this other caller in. And then we can go back to that in a minute. 661, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's me.
Hello, Kat. How are you?
Oh, Kat's in the house.
Hi, hey, guys. I just got in from seeing Man of Steel.
Okay.
It was really good. What are y'all talking about? Faith and all that?
See, we were
y'all
trying to figure out how that related to the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're talking about faith and beliefs, and can you stand on your beliefs?
Well, yeah, my beliefs are my beliefs. So you stand on them, but I don't try to impose them on anybody else or tell someone else what their belief system should be, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? If you really believe in what you believe, then you're secure and you're strong in it, and it doesn't matter what someone else believes.
Uh-oh.
You have to respect them.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Here we go.
What?
Here we go. No, that's a good answer.
I'm
that's an excellent answer.
Wow.
Very
what?
Profound, Kat.
Yes, very.
Did y'all already say that? Or is that just an
original
thought?
No,
is it ready to cast outside? Because I can't believe that that's not
you came with something very profound.
I'm saying, wow.
No. I don't know if y'all are mocking me or not.
No, we're not.
No,
this is real.
You're being complimented. You hear that, Ebony? Your belief is something you stand on.
What? Mm. I'm not saying it isn't something that you don't stand on. What I'm saying is that sometimes people's beliefs and what they hold dear as their beliefs are only things that they believe for themselves. It isn't necessarily something they can substantiate as being ultimate truth, but they stand on it because that's what they know up till now. That's what I said. I didn't say that you shouldn't stand by what you think you know. What I'm saying is you've got to be careful sometimes when you're saying, because the question was, would you die? Someone was talking about, would you die for it? And I was saying, well, I'm not going to die for something that I'm not 100% sure of, because it's only 100% of
and
what
I
you
respect that.
Know up till now. That's
and
what
I respect
I was
that.
About.
And that's all that I was saying
yeah.
earlier. That's all
right.
That
I respect.
So, okay, so let's put that question to Kat then, okay? Because I think Kat, she just came in, so she
right.
Kat,
right. Yeah.
Would you die for your beliefs, what you believe in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
let's go one little step further. Your religious beliefs. Would you die for that? Your religious beliefs. Would you die for those?
Well, I think that.
I
okay,
we got a whale.
Religious beliefs. Yesterday, yes. You misinterpreted something I said. I said that God, I said about God being something that we can't prove. And you took that to
right.
mean that I didn't believe in God. But yes,
oh.
I mean, if it was put to me that I had to live a life where I couldn't believe this way and I couldn't be free to be what I believe and to grow as I mean, this is a really good question because I think people are dying for that. And, you know, it's not just religious beliefs, it's everything of who you are and your way of life.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't live in the Middle East in Syria and be a poor person being gassed and poisoned. I'd rather commit suicide than do that. After
Ouch.
Experiencing the life I've had here, I would, you know. I don't know why am I born here, a white woman, raised in a Baptist church, became an Episcopalian. Why am I that person? Why am I not a Muslim? I don't know the answers to that, but there's a reason for our lives, and I don't think we know the reason for our lives, you know?
Yeah.
And so
mm-hmm.
the life that I've been given, I don't want any other life at this point. I think that there's a divine, you know, a plan for us, and we don't know what it is, but we're supposed to be the best we are, and we have knowledge, and we have the ability to think about eternity and things like that. So I guess
okay.
what I'm saying is I'm happy with who I am and where
okay.
I am in life.
But Kat,
okay.
should you have a problem with somebody else's okay. beliefs and religion because you don't live in their country? Should you have a problem with them having their beliefs?
Don't know. That's what I said. You should stand on your beliefs. I mean, there's a reason for all of us. That's just what I said. There's
that's
a reason that
science.
I can't believe we
we're
in
born
world.
Here.
You are in this society. You were born into this society. This is what you know. This is all you know. You know, the beliefs that you have are what you've, you know, developed over time through your understanding or through what you may have been taught. This is what you know. This is what we're talking about. So what we know is just about where we are in our experience and in our learning. And it could be that, you know, like N2, you're saying you've taken 30 years to go and look at things. But even all the years that you may spend on this earth would not help you to know everything there is to know. But you know what you know up until this point. What fundamentally how you want to respond to what you know, that is a choice. So you can choose to say, actually, I believe what I know up to now, and I stand firmly behind that, and I am willing to die for that. That is your choice. I'm not saying anybody's wrong if they want to die for it. I'm just saying some things that people hold dear as a absolute truth. I ain't dying for it because I know it's not absolute.
So
you know
well,
what,
I don't
Ebony,
think anybody
you know
knows
what
the truth is.
But Ebony, that's just where you are in your walk.
Ebony, you sound
Sorry?
Like a politician today. And I don't know why you're vacillating so much. And I don't know what all this vacillation is about. You swing it like a pendulum.
You tried to say that what you know is true. And what you know is only what you've learned. It isn't true,
well,
100%.
But I think
it ain't.
I think what you're missing here is that the bottom line is it's going back to that thing that you were saying before. It's all about what you know.
And if you know for yourself, and that's what I'm saying, but if you know for yourself, what you know is something totally different from what I know. I don't know everything in Ebony's head, and Ebony doesn't know everything in Renee's head. But
right.
what I do know, I feel strongly about. And when I feel strongly
right.
about something, I would give my life for that. And you, on the other hand, aren't quite there where I am in my walk or your walk. So you can say, I'm not ready to die for that. And that's fine. I can
yeah.
respect that. I can understand that. There's nothing wrong. But when you went back way back earlier and you said it's either right or wrong, it's not an either right or wrong answer. It can't be. Because we are different people at different
right.
times, in
uh-huh.
different places, doing different things, worshiping different gods, living different lives. So you have to go back to your belief. What you believe in has to be strong enough in your heart to understand that you will not die for that, or you would die for that. So is that
uh-huh.
a right
well,
or wrong
yeah.
answer?
I hear you, Renee. And the things that I wouldn't die for are things to do with maybe religion. No, I ain't dying for no religion. I really am not, because there's too much confusion. That's what I said originally. Right. What I would probably die for is things like human rights. I would prepare to die, you know, supporting equality and freedom.
What is wrong with that?
Well. But
what is that?
Anything to do with religion? No.
What is wrong with
the radio on?
Oh, somebody's radio. I don't know.
I asked you a question.
Joe has arrived.
No, Joe's not
would
here.
Would you die for your children?
Yeah,
yes,
that's my children.
Okay,
yeah.
And now we're getting somewhere.
I would
right.
die
now
for my children,
getting somewhere.
But don't bring
now,
me
now,
into
see,
that's what we
see,
were talking
now
about.
Now you'll die for something you believe in. You believe in your children.
Yeah, but we were talking
yeah.
at the beginning of the show about dying for religion. And
well,
no.
He said, would you die for what you believe in? That's what I
no,
thought he said.
You weren't here
well,
at the
oh,
end.
Came in
later.
Originally, I said religion. Yes, originally I had.
And
I
so I came
exactly.
in. I came in late.
Catch
I came in late.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
help,
I thought he
help
said,
help
"Would you die for what you believe in?"
Yeah, then
well,
I said, generalized.
I don't believe in religion strong enough to die for it because I don't.
Well,
believe
I don't. I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual
person.
But
it evolved to be.
So.
It evolved to be that. It evolved
yeah,
to be that question at the end.
Right.
But yeah, it evolved to be that question at the end. But that's
so.
What I'm. But that's what I'm trying to say to Ebony is that if you would die for your children and you believe in your children and you believe in that you would die for them, that's how I feel about my faith. I would die for my faith.
Oh.
So if you're going to take it to the next level and you say...
No, but say that what you should say is I would die for my religious faith because I would
my
die... Yeah, and
okay.
I'm saying I wouldn't die for my religious faith because I don't feel strongly about religion that way, but I feel strongly about other things in this world
right.
that way. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me qualify
yeah.
what I
wait.
Said. I ain't
but
dying for no religion. Not
you
one. Won.
Okay.
All
right.
All
right.
I ain't dying. I'm not dying right. for Krishna.
Okay.
I'm not dying
okay.
for Muhammad.
Okay. We got
I'm
that.
I'm not right. dying all for right. none
we,
of them.
We understand. We understand. Okay. We got that. But hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. Now I'm sure going to stir it up a little bit more. Rob, where you
uh-oh.
At? You wanted in. You
oh,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, is this Chef Rob?
Hey,
this Chef
doing?
Rob.
Oh, the chef is in the
hi,
house.
Chef Rob.
How we
all
doing?
Right.
Hello, everybody.
Man.
We doing good.
I know he about to kick some madness now.
Okay. Go ahead.
Now,
like I
said yesterday, Season, the bigger problem here is the difference between beliefs and facts. Okay, so I put in the chat room several different I just put two definitions, but every source I looked up pretty much said the same thing, that your belief is the acceptance of a statement which is truth or something that exists. And that's the biggest problem, that we accepting something as truth and not checking if it really exists. And that's why I go ahead and I live my life as dealing with stuff that's factual, because you can go ahead and prove what's factual. But you can't go ahead and prove a lot of time on your belief what is factual.
What is factual? How do you prove things are factual?
Oh, science. See, here we go again. Stay
empirical
with
data is what he's talking about.
You go ahead.
Empirical data.
When you can go ahead, science can go ahead and do that. When you do experiments to go ahead, empirical data, when you go ahead and do whatever experiments you need to do to go ahead and see if that is factual, to see if that is your belief is true, that makes it fact.
Well, how many have
not
found that that's factual?
Well, factual is, I spent time in the military. I spent time in the Army and in the Navy. So I spent time in the Navy, and I rode around on the ship. So according to this conversation, ain't no way possible that Noah could have floated around the planet with two of every animal on a boat.
Oh, we going back to yesterday.
You could have said, I know when I touch something hot, that it'll burn me.
I don't get
factual,
what you're
right?
What's your point?
When something hot and you touch it, and you know it'll burn you, right? That's factual, right?
Okay, so go on.
You see night and you see day. That's factual, right?
Okay, so go on.
So now what does Noah and being on the ship got to do with anything?
It goes ahead and deals with your beliefs. You go ahead and you believe in this story and making it factual. And it
who
does come to you. Because I know you're going to do your best to go ahead and flip words around.
I'm asking you, who told you the story?
I've been listening to you. I've been sitting here listening to you since the end of the show.
Where did the story of Noah come from? Who put that story out?
I have no clue. Because if you go ahead and look at, hold on, let me throw the rest into it. Because if you look at how many, you don't know which one of these stories is first. Because if you go ahead and look at Noah's Ark story, and it's coming from out of Egypt. You go ahead and look at a Chinese version of it, an Indian version of it. There are different versions of the story. So which one is really true? And as you go ahead and do the experiment about building a boat and do the numbers, no way possible this could have happened.
And that's based on
Christ, all things are possible.
And that's based on scientific analyses, right?
It's based on empirical data, and I agree with
okay.
that. Let me give you
some numbers. From forward to aft, the boat is 500 cubics, okay, which is equivalent to 300 feet. Okay, from starboard to port, it's 75 cubics. Which is about 100, I think that's what it is, it's 125 cubits, which is about 75 feet. Okay.
Right.
So no right. way possible, you can go ahead, you cannot cram that many animals onto that boat and float it around and go anywhere.
I agree.
He didn't say it was a comfortable ride. It makes no sense.
Now here's the bigger problem. You want to throw logic in there to go ahead and make it sound realistic, but you cannot throw logic in there. Go on what was put there, and that's what you live on. What you go ahead your belief. You believe that the book is factual, so you got to go with what's there. Not put anything in there to go ahead and to make it factual.
Rob, here's where I let me give you the other side of this,
okay.
Rob. It's not so much that it's a belief. It's the fact that people have faith in the fact that it's true.
It's not a belief
because they're not analyzing it the way that you do. They're not transferring cubics into actual feet
I agree with what you said earlier, that the faith comes later. Okay? If I can get
right.
you to believe into it, you will go ahead and support it and give your life for it.
May I say something?
Oh, yeah.
Creationist. I went to a creationist meeting because I had a neighbor who was all into that, and I didn't really understand it. So I went to, and this guy's was an engineer, worked for one of the big companies in Dallas, so a very learned person, a very educated person. And he believed in creationism. And so I went to one of those meetings, and I'm sitting there listening to them, and they believe that science, the Bible, is a book of science. And they believe this. And I'm sitting there listening to these learned people say these things, and there's no way that you can convince them otherwise. They were literally taking verses out of the Bible and saying this is what it meant scientifically. So they do believe that the earth is 7,000 years old and all that. And these are smart people. So it is a belief. I mean, we can discuss the Old Testament. I personally believe the Old Testament is a book of myths and stories, that allegories that we can learn something from, that were written by people who had any concept of modern science as we do. But I do think that the biggest problem with us as modern people is that we think we know so much, and I don't think we do. I think that we're infants in this world. I think humans are infants in the evolution of humans, and our knowledge is very limited. And I think that all my life, I've went to Bible study as a little girl and all, And we talked about the same things: what our beliefs and what is faith and what is factual.
Wait a minute. You know, I want to hit Rob in the head with his scientific crap. Now, see, Rob, you know me, you know, I love you like a brother. But you know what?
I'm going to see your brother
scientific because, see, these things on these so-called imperial people, the knowledge, learned, or whatever the hell you want to call them, scientific folk, they say we came from monkeys, man. I'm not going with that.
No, Mr. Talk, that's entirely different.
Why is that different? It's still
that's
based
entirely
on
different.
It's still based on a scientific analogy.
No. The Darwinist theory is an esoteric. let me give you this. The Darwinist theory is an esoteric theory. It's an esoteric theory. It has nothing to do with you coming from apes.
Can I ask
here it is again. Here's
go ahead.
Else. I never said anything about going ahead. We came from monkeys. I never threw that in there. You threw that in there several times.
All right.
But I'm going to read off what the lady just said when she said she just thinks that the world has been around for 7,000 years. When you look at carbon dating. Okay, it's not exact, but it's pretty close. Carbon dating would go ahead with the pyramids, with a lot of pyramids, well past 10,000 years, and the Sudan has more pyramids. So when you go ahead and you look at that, and then you go ahead and you come back with these people, when they go ahead and say the world has been around 6,000 years, you got to go ahead and look at what was around back then. You go ahead and look at what the Bible is telling you. And what's coming in from there? Because basically, what you're going on, you got your Old Testament, your New Testament. The New Testament came around in the 14th, 15th century. So when you go ahead, you put the two together, Old Testament, New Testament. First, another thing comes to your mind is, hey, how can this individual, King James, get the authority to rewrite the book? You need to go ahead and investigate more than just go ahead what you've been told. And also another thing, one more other point. We want another thing. The letter J didn't come into existence until the 15th century. So there's a whole lot of stuff you need to
I heard this.
The chef is cooking right now. He's
okay,
cooking.
Okay, wait. Letter J. There is no cooking.
The chef is cooking.
There is no letter J.
All right.
Hey.
Okay.
Cooking.
Well, who is
go ahead.
Name is God, not
go ahead.
The
go
chef
ahead.
Is cooking.
Who is saying to him why there's no letter J?
Who
is
saying?
Because
he
said... It's not Jesus. It's Yah.
Look, the Bible is very clear that Jesus was known as Yahweh.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's for people who have actually read it and studied it done their homework. What Chef is saying is that the letter J in terms of the Hebrew language didn't come into existence until the 15th or 16th century. The actual word Jew is a misnomer. It really doesn't exist, and the actual word Jesus is a misnomer as well, because there was no letter J.
It was originally Aramaic.
It was Aramaic, and then it was translated into Latin and Greek.
And
no, it's not true.
It was originally not even written in letters at all.
Confused.
It wasn't written in letters at all. There was a hand, and there were sticks, and that's the way it was written. That's what back in those days.
I didn't hear what you said. What you say?
Here's a bigger thing here. I want you to show me the original Bible.
You can't
see. I want you to show me your original Bible.
You know the one. You want me to tell you where it is?
Uh-huh.
I didn't hear what he said.
See that?
It's,
He said he wanted him. He said he wanted you to show him.
I know where the original Bible is.
I
know where it's at.
I
know where it's at.
One time.
I know where the original Bible is.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's in Iraq.
And how much is it worth?
Listen,
when we first went into Iraq, what we did was, and when I say we, I'm talking about the United States. When the United States originally went into Iraq, the first place they went to was the museum, and they militarized the museum. And they make sure that they got all the artifacts.
That
institution, because that's the cradle of it. Iraq is latter day Babylonia, latter day Sumeria.
Yes,
that's what Iraq is.
Okay,
it was before Moses came along and rewritten the Bible and just called the New Testament.
Maze, hold on, Maze. Go ahead, Kat.
Well, I've heard a lot of misinformation here. When we went into Iraq, they destroyed the museums. They were ransacked.
Why do you think they did that?
The military didn't do it. People just they went in there and destroyed it. People were going in there getting the certificate.
Why do you think they did it?
See, Kat watched TV. If Kat was on the ground and go ahead.
Why do you think they destroyed it?
Well, you'd be surprised what Kat knows. Okay, can I finish here? I mean, fuck it. I won't talk. I'll just let you talk.
Oh, go ahead, Kat.
You're waiting.
Stop that.
Kat, go ahead.
Stop
in Iraq, there are actual Jewish scholars. They're men. They're Jews. They are dedicated to the study of the Hebrew religion, okay? When there was nothing saved in Iraq, those museums were destroyed. People went because they knew that in the future they could sell those artifacts for a lot on the black market. That's what happened. There was nothing saved in Iraq.
Really?
I don't even know what to make. No, well, nothing was saved.
Is that what you think?
Have you ever heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Those were the Gnostics.
Have you ever heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Those were the Gnostics.
Yes, they were found in Africa.
Those were the Gnostics. They were the precursors to Christianity.
To the Bible. Right. That is what the Bible
That's
is
right.
based from.
Yes.
That wasn't
yep.
found in
She's
Africa.
Right.
That was found in the Arab countries. So
That's right.
they distributed them throughout so that they could save them and save the
She's
knowledge
right.
so that they could
She's
write
right.
the Bible from them.
She's right.
I know that, Renee. Why are you trying to educate me? I know all
because
that.
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
The original
come on now,
Bible.
Come on now.
We're being
intellectual. We're just transferring information.
That can't.
Come on.
I wasn't even discussing the Bible, Renee. What the fuck are you attacking me for?
Well,
I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying. I'm just making a known fact. A known fact. That's it.
And she's right, Kat. She's right. She's right.
The Bible. I'm not denying what the Bible was based on. The whole Bible wasn't based on the Dead Sea Scrolls. The New Testament wasn't finished until 300 years after Christ died. We talk about the original Bible.
But,
you're talking about the Old Testament, and you're talking about the New Testament.
Bible,
which are two.
But there would not. Go ahead. Who created the New Testament?
Ooh. There were several councils at the Catholic
Church. The Catholic Church.
So did they break one of God's laws when they created the New Testament?
Yes, they did.
Why do you say
it was,
that?
It was Constantine in 345 A.D., the Council of Nicaea. They started canonizing the Bible. It didn't even get completed until, like my man Chef said, until about 1500, the 14th century.
That's not true.
And Castellano was a man.
How do you know just make this stuff
And so was
up.
Marciano a man.
Exactly.
So you can
Mace
look it up
right.
on the internet, Kat. All you got to do is put those names
Mace
in.
Mace is right. Mace
oh
is right.
Oh, my God. I studied all this in college, guys. The Bible wasn't completed in 1500.
Just because you studied something in college doesn't mean it had to be true because you studied it. I mean, you can look it up on the internet.
Huh? You can study it yourself. You can look it up. The Bible wasn't completed in 1500. My God.
You used to talk about the New Testament. I'm asking you who did it. Did they break one of God's laws when they did it?
Yes, they did.
She's right. That's why some of the books repeat themselves.
You have Luke and you have Matthew, and they say the same thing.
She's right.
In a different way.
She's absolutely right.
Eric,
why did you start this, and why did you stir this pot up? You got the pot boiling over. We got food all over the stove.
There's nothing
wrong. We try to clean stuff up, and we can't even catch up with it. You was in the mood. You wanted this today.
Yep, I think
it's a good topic, Eric. I think it's a good topic. I think the problem is that when people think about what you would stand up for, people often think that you're talking about religious faith. That's where they immediately go to. Yes. And there's so many things that we can stand up for and decide that we want to, you know, follow, you know, we want to stay in that lane because we are so dedicated to whatever it may be, and we believe so strongly that that thing is what we should support. And it isn't just religious faith, and I still stand by the fact that religious faith is unsound as something that you want to die for, because that conversation you guys just had just tells you the amount of confusion, the amount of things that are believed to be true that aren't true, you know, the inaccuracies, the way that people have played with that whole book, the amount of different religions that have been created from one book makes me feel that that is an unsound foundation to base your life on, and to decide you want to end it for that. I'm sorry, that's where I am.
But that's what Rob was talking about. And that's why he was interjecting the fact that you have to have empirical data. Because if you don't have it, you're just swimming in a sea of piranha.
You know what? Hold on for a minute,
Mr.
Yes, this is my talk. Hold on, Kat. You too. Ebony.
Yeah.
Benny wants to know, are you a Christian?
Yeah, actually, I am. So he'd be surprised to hear that I am.
Ooh.
But I was brought up a Christian, and I still count myself as a Christian. I just am at the point in my life where, and I'll tell Bible Truth by this, because I listened to his show the other day, which was on Job, and I actually thought it was a good show. I believe stuff in the Bible, but I accept it in the context that a lot of it has been tampered with. I'm honest about it. That, you know, some of it's stories, some of it is, you know, the prophecies are good. I actually believe the prophecies are true, but a lot of the stories that can't be counted on because they've been messed with. A lot of the New Testament, you know, has been fabricated, and stuff in there is not the way they even happened. So, no, that's the reason why I turn around and say it is not a sure foundation to decide that you're going to anchor everything that you believe on, and this whole thing about I will die for it. Well, you know, I'm just saying, go sort out all the issues in there, and then maybe it's a good cause to die for.
I have a question.
Go ahead, May.
Is it anything wrong with when people say they're not a Christian?
Nope.
Is it anything wrong with it? No, that's what they believe.
No.
I mean, how you going to make them believe?
Maze, I'm not a Christian. But
no,
I read my Bible every day. I have my Bible right here, right now. And guess what? On top of my Bible, I got my Mormon Bible. And then on top of that, I got my Koran right here.
And so do I. And then,
my
brother said he's not a Christian because Christ wasn't one.
Well, the people who followed Christ were called Christians, but it's only mentioned three times in the Bible.
And then he said Christians killed Christ.
Yeah. And
well,
I agree with that.
I believe that the foundation in terms of a lot of the concepts
around Christianity are very good ones. You know, the Ten Commandments, you know, is a great set of rules for life that govern all of life and keep us in good order. And I have no issues with that, and I totally support that. But I think there's some of it that you have to question. And I'm saying that, you know, people going on like this is, you know, unquestionable truth. Come on, it is questionable, a lot of it. But the prophecies, I think, are really what keeps it strong and, for me, is what makes it make sense. Because when I see the things that are happening today and I look at the things in the Bible that were prophesied, most of it is true. Definitely.
Uh-huh. Okay,
where
hold
we're
on,
headed,
hold on, Ebony. Go ahead, Kat.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kat. Hold on, Ebony. I'm sorry. Let Kat get her thought. Go ahead, Kat.
What Renee said earlier about the Bible, the Old Testament being based on the Dead Sea Scrolls, it's actually the opposite. The Dead Sea Scrolls contain books of only about 40% of it contains text from the Hebrew Bible. The rest of it is more secular writings from different periods of different rulers in Judaism. So to say that the Old Testament is based on the Dead Sea Scrolls is erroneous.
That's not what I said.
Yes, you
what
did.
I said was the Bible.
You said the Bible.
No,
was
the Bible is based
on the Dead Sea Scrolls.
If you would quit cutting me out, then maybe you could get it. The basis
well, gosh,
of
you
the Bible.
Me all the time.
Okay. Rob, where you at? Where you at, Rob? Rob.
I'm here, man.
At? Okay, you want to know where your mic open?
Okay, check it out. You know what? Here's the thing. You can't go ahead. I got an even bigger problem with this. I see
Uh-oh.
People want to pick and choose to go ahead and make the Bible seem incredible.
Okay?
Go ahead and take it for just what it is. You know, if one read it from a person like myself, go ahead and just say, hey, look, I don't believe none of it, and just read it. Don't go ahead and go into the mindset of somebody told you that this is all factual. Then you go ahead and you go, no, read it from somebody like myself. Go ahead and read it and say, hey, look, this ain't real. And you'll see something different. Because like I said, if people go ahead and try to tell me I'm wrong, please stay in Genesis. Then you tell me I'm wrong. Don't go ahead and bounce around the book and then tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead and hit these different verses. Stay in Genesis. You can't prove that none of these people are around, then the rest of it's messed up. And for you, Ebony, that was kind of disturbing for you to go ahead and say that them prophecies that go there, that stuff, that's none of that.
Well, you know
I
what?
Think
hey,
those are things of coincidence.
Prove it.
I think those things are coincidence.
Uh-oh.
I think those things. Hold on.
I think those
things are coincidence. And just like anybody who go ahead, if you go ahead and you save a dollar today, and in hopes that you're gonna need that tomorrow, and I
is
just
that
like you were saying, hold on, baby.
Yes,
please,
that's Rob.
Give me a second. When you save your buck today, and you go ahead, you save that dollar, and just walk that rainy day for something happen next that bad day. But then you also, when we was talking about when you got the drug dealers in your family, hey, you can never tell me that you would never, and you knew it. You mentioned it yourself that if it came down to it. You would go ahead and you might do that to survive. You might sell drugs. You might steal. Hell, you might do all kinds of stuff. So think about that. Put that into the context of what you were saying.
Yeah, right. Yes. Okay.
The chef is in the house.
Even the scientists, right, who are out there, the scientists, and go Google it, get online, get educated, right? Even the scientists of today are saying that a lot of the prophecies that were prophesied, and I'm not talking about the general stories in the Bible. I'm talking about the prophecies, the revelation prophecies, right? About the end of the world, about the stone that was rolled with no hand and that hit the earth. Well, you know what? That happened about 3 or 4 years ago. Right, there's things that have happened that have been prophesied in the Bible that have come true, and they're not by coincidence. The scientists don't say that. So, you know, get real. Go learn. It's out there. So that's the bit of the Bible that I say is, you know, if you want to hold on to something, well, you know, even the people who say they don't believe in the Bible, they're saying that is true, and that it's following right in line, actually almost, you know, almost in a time frame, it's hitting those milestones as the Bible has said it. You look at the fourth and fifth generation, children having children, all of that. That was not centuries ago. It is more. It is now more than any time in the world. We have. We are in times that we have never seen. Come on, the technological age tells you that. So
the technological age tells
you decide,
me this.
You decide. There wasn't a technological age, 100,000 years ago. No, there wasn't. Not the way it is now.
Yes, it was even worse. The only reason you see things going on now is because of things like social media. That's the only reason you see things like, because you can only get it almost in an instant.
Right.
You couldn't go ahead and get a lot of things in an instant like you can 10 years ago. You can get things quickly today.
I agree with you.
Are you saying scientific ability to extend life in the way that we have, to do the things that we've done, that was the same years ago? No, it wasn't. And it's not just social media. Loads of scientific developments that weren't there years ago. Get over it. No, they weren't.
Boy, Eric, you should know how to stir shit up. My God.
No, they weren't.
Everybody know I got
you sure know how to stir shit up. I'm starting to worry about Eric.
All
right,
so. I think it's an absolutely brilliant question, but I think when people say that things aren't true, I'm saying go and look it up properly. And I'm saying some of it, I absolutely agree with you, Chef. There's a lot of stories in there that I don't support, and I believe they're stories. They are just that. There were stories that people created, and they're not necessarily borne out by fact. But there are some things in there that I even would have to say, you know, even if you're an agnostic, even if you don't believe anything, right, know that there is a lot of stuff in there that is quite true. And it is borne out by scientific fact. And even if you say it's coincidental, well, your birth was coincidental, if you want to say that. I choose to say I was created.
Man, Ebony, and I love Ebony to death. Right. I love her to death. She's been vacillating, Chef. She has been vacillating this whole conversation.
My point was that I was saying that the things that are in there were written by man, and those are not his laws. That's what I said.
Okay.
Hold up, everybody.
It is 37 minutes after 4 or 5 o'clock. That means I am way over. So
we
can
go on forever with this one.
I know, right? And I'm loving it. You know, y'all got me hype again today. Y'all really do.
Now he's about to go hit the gym and pay for some Kirk Franklin.
Yes,
just get fired up and throw weights all around the room.
Hey, you know it. It's going to happen. So before I get up out of here, though, I got to go ahead and let y'all get y'all final words in. You know, this is the scariest part of the show right now today. I'm telling you. But you know what? We're going to start with Kat because she's the last in, first out. All right, Kat, you up. Go for it.
It just continues to amaze me. People will hang on to what they think is knowledge and factual, and it's not, because it fits some kind of narrative they want to believe in. You all talk constantly about how the Bible is written in these different languages, so we can't know what actual the truth is. Well, let me give you an example. The original Greek word for second coming did not mean a literal second coming of Christ. It meant a change in your heart, the second coming miss. What is that noise?
Somebody got a phone. Somebody's
phone
is dialing.
The second coming in your heart. So the second coming of Christ is not going to happen the way people think. He's not coming back. The saving is in you.
Okay.
That's all I have to say, and that's true.
Wow.
What I just told you.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Kat. You're always welcome, darling. All right, Rob, where you at?
He's stoking the charcoal. He's trying to get that fire out.
He's fun to. He was one of the pool, no doubt.
He making sure the meat burns evenly.
Actually, I'm making fish. I'm gonna make fish in a coconut sauce and have lots of vegetables. But
listen at him. Fish in a coconut sauce.
Okay, go ahead, man. Come on, man. I gotta get up out of here.
But here's the thing. It to me, I just say the bottom line is, okay, investigate, okay? Put up what you believe in. You know, that somebody gave you a statement, check it out. And go ahead and put it up against other things. Don't just go ahead and accept one thing as that's the cover all. That's not it. You have to go ahead and research it. Everybody here has gone through grade school, high school, and some college and graduated. They do not go ahead and allow you to go ahead and say, hey, well, just believe what I told you. No. You got to go ahead and go ahead and do the research.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
Yep.
All right.
And your point
all
is?
Right, sir.
That was my
you.
Point. Do the research.
That's your point. All right. Okay. All right, Mr. Rob. We see you tomorrow for Freedom Friday, all right? Enjoy your meal, man.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. Who next? Let's see. All right. Let's go with Ebony.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I absolutely agree with Chef Rob that, you know, you need to go and do the research. And, you know, and I'm someone, I have really looked into it. I've spent a long time looking at different faiths, and even though I was brought up in one faith, always challenging, always questioning, and I remain a challenger and a questioner, and I will always question it. But I think, you know, you learn more each day, and I think, you know, you've got to accept that some of the good book, what they want to call the good book, or you want to call the Bible, some of it I still believe has a lot to teach us. People may say it's coincidence. Some is science. Coincidence, actually, by the way, a lot of it is coincidental, and a lot of it can be questioned as to whether it's real fact, and it is a lot of people's assumptions and opinions about how they felt the world got to where it is right now, and I'm happy that that's the case, because I think it leaves us something to think about in terms of, well, you know, is this the way we want it to be? I think a lot of it, anyway, we create ourselves because we like to design stories, and life is based on stories. So I like the topic. I think we will always have something we can stand up for, and I sincerely think the things that you are real for you should be the things that you die for. So your family, you know, your friends.
Oh, Lord.
Really?
Okay.
But don't die for a faith, because you can't trust that one.
Wow.
All righty. Thank you.
That was divine intervention.
I guess that was something. No, that wasn't
No, that wasn't
All right.
me. God.
All right. Let's see. Who's up next? Maze, where you at?
I'm here.
All right. Your turn.
As I said, he left his law. We do not follow it. And when we follow his law, we're going to look for the end through all of those pebbles that we see in the book. But we're not looking at his word. We're looking at their word. But when we start looking at his word, we'll straighten up and fly right.
Ooh, all right. That was short. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Oh, okay. What did I just do? Oh, I see. All righty. Thank you, Maze. All right. Let's see. Mr. Knowledge.
Here's the thing that I'd like to say, that I'm the type of individual where I like to hear opposing views, and I think that you create a format where people can express their views, and we can hear different views. And I think the most important thing that we need to get out of that is that we can all learn something from each other. I learned something from Kat today. I learned something from Renee today. I learned something from Vernon today. I learned something from Chef Rob today. I learned something from Ebony today. I learned something from Mr. Talk today. And if I left anybody out, I learned something from you today. So now I need to go back and reevaluate and do some homework and do some research. And I think that that's the most important thing. Is when we were talking about belief and faith, you always need to question that within yourself, not within the system, the world that you live in. You need to question that within yourself, and you need to constantly regenerate and define that and make sure that what you either believe or have faith in is really what you believe or have faith in. So without further ado, I just want to give love to Chef, Ebony, Maze, Kat, In the Knowledge. I'm sorry, not me. No, not me. Okay. I'm not giving love to me. But Mr. Talk and Renee, and I really appreciate what you do and how you do it, because you always bring up topics that are just like really hot and button push issues that just get people to just delve into themselves and express how they feel. And I don't think that we have enough of that in this country, which is why we're so divided, because we don't have a forum where we can really express how we feel and just shit, just get it off your chest and then be able to go and do what you're going to do. Because guess what? After I get off the phone with you, man, I'm like, Chef, I'm about to fry me some fish up, and you know, I'm gonna cut me up some potatoes. No, I ain't buying no French fries. I'm cutting me up some potatoes.
All right, you taking her talk time up.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I just, in a nutshell, I just want you guys to know, I love all of you. I love the way that you think. I love everything that you guys talk about, regardless of what I believe in.
Knowledge.
Whether it's what
knowledge.
It is. I'm done.
Have you been in the wine again today?
You know it, bro.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Okay, Knowledge.
You know
we catch you tomorrow from Freedom Friday. You
much
have a
love.
Good one. All right.
Much love.
All right, Renee.
Oh, man. All my talking points are gone. I've forgotten them all now. Look, the bottom line is that knowledge is power, and you need to get your education and understand what you believe in, because your belief is definitely your faith. And without faith, you don't have much to stand on. So when you ask the question, would you stand by your religion, or would you stand by your faith, or would you stand by your spiritual being, then the answer has to be yes. And that doesn't matter if you believe in Christianity or you're Jew or you're a Muslim. You need to stand for what you are and who you are. And when you do that in life, your life is so much easier because you're standing by what you know. Educate yourself. You might actually learn something. That's it.
Well, thank you, Renee, and as always, a pleasure. Well, I tell you, well, at least we know two of us would, right? Well, three, because
yes.
Kat says she would,
yes.
Too. Y'all only agreeing point, but okay. All right, thanks, Renee. See you tomorrow. All right, y'all, another outstanding show here on Let's Talk. And I'm telling you, there's so much been said on the show today, I don't even have a closing. I don't even have a closing. It's just that much information has been passed out today. And it really does me no good to say anything except for, hey, research, research, research. But remember this. If whatever you believe in, whatever it is, whoever it is you believe in, and you cannot step out there on your own and say, yes, this is what I believe in, then yes, maybe you need to reevaluate your belief system. All right, well, as I said, that's it for the show today. Hey, y'all want to leave me in the comments anything, go to ericletstalk@gmail.com or stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Hey, y'all, I'm out of breath. I got to go get my work out. I don't know now. So, once again, thanks, everybody, for participating in the show today. Hey, it's been fun. It's been informative, but I got to get up out of here. So, with that being said... With that being said, y'all have a good one. Remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. But before you do, make sure your heart is, you have forgiven yourself and your heart is clear as well. All right? Until tomorrow, y'all, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific time. I'll see y'all later. We going out of here with some Thursday praise. Later.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce?
that bell.
Depression.